This is a microphone test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Killcats. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Killcats. Hello, folks. This is Andy Losey here from the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth, and today we are going to be starting under a rain delay. Yes, a 5:05 first pitch time has been moved back to 5:40 p.m. first pitch. It looks like we're going to get a little bit of gap with the thunderstorms here in Salem, Virginia. So the good news is that we're planning on playing Game 6 of this six-game series today between the Lynchburg Killcats and the Salem Red Sox. So if you're listening right now, make sure to stick with us here on MILB.TV. We'll be back for first pitch, which is just over 25 minutes away from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Killcats coming at 5:40 p.m. here on MILB.TV. Last 4 days that have been impacted by weather, but in every situation, folks, we've been able to get back on the field, and fortunately, the Salem Red Sox ground crew once again giving us the opportunity to finish off this series today. The Lynchburg Killcats look to get back into the win column after suffering a 9-5 loss last night to the Salem Red Sox. This is how their lineup will be today. He'll lead off with third baseman number 10, Yordaz Valdez, followed by the center fielder number 1, Jake Fox. Left fielder number 34, Jorge Burgos, will bat third. Hitting cleanup today is the shortstop number 8, Milan Tolentino. Batting fifth, the catcher number 6, Victor Planchard. Batting 6 is number 2, Dayon Frias, followed by the designated hitter number 7, Joe Donovan. Batting 8th is the first baseman number 33, Wilfrey Peralta. And then batting 9th is the right fielder and number 17, Luis Durango. Today's starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, it will be Felix Cepeda, who makes his second start of the series. It's also his second start of the season. He has 6 prior appearances for the Salem Red Sox, 11 innings of work. He's allowed 8 hits, 6 earned runs, walking 8 batters, and striking out 15. And we look at today's game. The Hillcats look to build on their 21-16 record as the Red Sox are 18-20. Dribbler to the right side of the infield. Paulino can't field it, and it'll be an infield single for Yordaz Valdez on the first pitch of the game. And that's how game number 39 gets underway between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Valdez last night did not have a strong performance for the Hillcats, but he did come through with a 2-RBI double. And now the official ruling it is an E4 against Briar Bonassi. So Jake Fox steps up the batter's box, and he'll watch the first pitch go up and away for ball number 1. So the Hillcats won the first 4 games of the series. So they've already clinched the series over the Salem Red Sox. But last night, the home team in Salem grabbed their first win of the week. The 1-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number 1, a 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Cepeda. So Salem can finish off the week strong with back-to-back wins if they're able to pick the result up today and have a solid weekend out at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-1 pitch. This could be a double play opportunity. Jordan scoops it, doesn't throw to second. Now to first, and they get in time for the force out at first. Valdez holds at second, and Red Sox are really fortunate that Yordaz Valdez did not take off towards third, because there was no one covering the bag after Blaze Jordan attacked that grounder. But the Valdez runner will stay at second, and there's one out here in the top of the first. We just got underway. 0-0 ball game between Salem and Lynchburg. And now Jorge Burgos will come to the plate. First pitch, he sees a grounder right to Bonassi's glove, and he will scoop it and throw it to Cavadez for the second out of the inning. So 2 on the board for the Salem Red Sox in the out category. Valdez moves to third base, and he's now 90 feet away from being the opening run in the contest. And Milan Tolentino will walk up to the batter's box. Lynchburg Killcats lead the Carolina League North Division with that 21-16 record. They have a game lead over the Carolina Mudcats. You all seen 3.5 games back of the Hillcats are the Red Sox. The first pitch is low and inside for ball number one. As Tolentino takes that pitch. Excellent hitter for the Lynchburg Hillcats this season, a 378 batter. Starts off 1-0 in the count. Cepeda fires, and it misses just outside for ball number two. We start today at a rather cooler temperature, 72 degrees, but quite humid after the rain came through as Tolentino skies up the 2-0 pitch out towards left center field, and making the grab is Phillip Sykes. So the top of the first inning comes to an end after a early base runner on in Yordes Valdez. He gets through as far as third, and the Hillcats strand one runner in the top of the first, but it remains Hillcats 0, Red Sox 0 here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark after a scary start to the top of the first inning by the Hillcats. The Salem Red Sox recovered with three straight outs to get out of the top of the first inning. We sit at a 0-0 scoreline as we go to the bottom half of the first. And let's check out the Salem Red Sox order today. It'll start off with shortstop number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by second baseman number 19, Brian Bonazzi, hitting third to third baseman number 24, Blaze Jordan. Batting fourth and is the designated hitter tonight, it's number 11, Nathan Hickey, followed by the first baseman, number 12, Nico Cavades. Out in left field, batting sixth, it's number 14, Tyler Miller. Center fielder, number 27, Phillip Sykes, bats seventh. Hitting eighth is the catcher, number 13, Gilberto Mexicano. And then rounding up the order, it's the right fielder, number 1, Keir Meredith. As the first pitch on the way to Paulino goes upstairs for ball number 1. Ronnie Boone has the ball in hand today, second appearance of the series as well. It's the same starting pitching matchup that we saw on Tuesday night as Boone fires a 1-0 pitch upstairs to bring the count to 2-0. A great pitcher for the Hillcats is Ronnie Boone, a 2-0 record with a 1.71 ERA and a 7 prior starts. And the 2-0 pitch will be popped up just our way of the press box, but just underneath of us to the suite seating here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Makes the count 2-1. 31 and 2/3 innings pitch from Ronnie Boone, allowing 20 hits, 9 runs, 6 of them earned, as a 2-1 pitch is just above the zone for ball number 3. He has walked 7 batters and has struck out 45. Opponents hit 182 against Boone on the year. Hitter's pitch up to Paulino, and he'll take it upstairs for ball number 4. And a 5-pitch walk starts off today for the Salem Red Sox offense, and with nobody out, the Red Sox have their first base runner in Edison Paulino. Today, the Salem Red Sox are repping their red uniforms with their blue sleeves. They have the white numbering and lettering going on the front and the back of the jersey with the white baseball pants and the red socks as Brian Bonazzi has his socks all the way up to his knees. First pitch on the way to Bonazzi is upstairs for ball number 1, and Boone having a little difficulty so far finding the zone. 5 pitches have missed the zone. He has only gotten 1 strike, and it was a foul ball by Paulino. 1-0 pitch on the way to Bonazzi, and that's in there for strike number 1. The Lynchburg Hillcats today are repping more of their dominant dark blue color. That's what is on the front, the back of their jerseys. They have the more teal sleeves with also the teal lettering and numbering on the front and the back of the uniform. 1-1 pitch, Bonazzi takes a big swing, but he misses it for strike number 2. Behind the plate today, calling balls and strikes, is Jared Mulman. Elliot Melton out on the base paths. These two guys have been with us all week long, switching off every other day One ball, two strikes. Boone fires. Bonassi pops it up down the first baseline and into the seated area. And the Cal will stay at one ball and two strikes. So when I got to the ballpark today, around 92 degrees, and then the thunderstorm came through, it was a pretty nasty sight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But as you mentioned, it's dropped by 20 degrees. It's now 72, and as Boone takes a look back over at Edison Paulino. As the temperature's starting to go back up a little bit more, 74 degrees, not much wind either, about 9 miles per hour to the east, and here at the ballpark, that's out towards center field. 1-2 pitch on the way to Bonassi, and he fouls it off into the screen, and we'll redo the 1-2 pitch. 325 to our corners at left and right field, 401 to straightaway center. Bottom of the first inning, Lynchburg and Salem still scoreless. Red Sox had their first base runner of the day, though, with Paulino, who walked in the last at-bat. Bonassi battling with a 1-2 count as Boone steps in and Bonassi pops it up. It's high up but doesn't have much distance as moving back is Deion Frias, who makes the catch out in shallow right field for the first out of the first. Blaze Jordan will come to the plate now, the third baseman for the Salem Red Sox, returning to that corner today defensively, and number three in the batting order. The Hillcats do have an opportunity with a double play, with Paulino still at first, unable to tag off of that catch. Boone's first pitch to Jordan is going to be just outside for ball number one, and Victor Planchar didn't believe that for the first moment. We've seen Planchar multiple times this week at first base, but today he's listed as a catcher on the roster, first time behind the dish on the week. 1-0 pitch, and Jordan will swing and miss for strike number one. The Hillcats defensive lineup today, starting with the outfield, goes Jorge Burgos in left field, Jake Fox at center, and Luis Durango at right. Looking at the infield, Yordes Valdez at third base, Milan Tolentino at shortstop. The 1-1 pitch, and Jordan will send this out towards center field. Jake Fox will make the quick adjustment and make the grab for the second out of the inning. So after the leadoff walk by Edison Paulino, back-to-back pop-ups by Brainer Bonassi and Blaze Jordan have two outs on the board in the bottom of the first. Deion Frias at second base tonight for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Wilfrey Peralta at first base, and we've just talked about Victor Plansharp. He's behind the plate tonight for the Hillcats. So two away in the bottom of the first. We still at a 0-0 scoreline. And Nathan Hickey, the DH, comes to the plate. Paulino goes. The pitch is outside for ball one. Throw down to second was perfectly executed from Victor Planchard. He got Edison Paulino out by a mile. It was a planned pitch to the outside, and Planchard just lasered a perfect one to Tolentino, who made an easy effort to lay the glove down for the third out of the inning. So after one here in Salem Memorial Ballpark, we sit at a 0-0 scoreline. We'll have the top of the second coming up next. Victor Planchard, Deion Frias, and Joe Donovan, the bat for the Lynchburg Hillcats, here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, top of the second inning in the battle of 460 with the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox, a scoreless first inning of play after both teams were able to get their leadoff batters aboard None of them were able to come around and score. So we sit at 0-0 as Felix Cepeda comes out for another inning of work for the Red Sox. And then that Tuesday start that Cepeda played, it was more of a bullpen day for the Red Sox. So we'll see if we get that today, as Angel Pastrado has been on the 7-day IL, which has created a hole in the rotation. First pitch on the plan chart is fouled down the first base side into the netting for strike number one. The Salem Red Sox defensive lineup today, starting with the outfield, is left field Tyler Miller, center field Phillip Sykes, right field Keir Meredith, as the 0-1 pitch breaks into the zone for strike number two. Blaise Jordan at third base, Edison Paulino at shortstop, Brainer Bonazzi at second, and Nico Cavadas at first. The 0-2 pitch is fouled off a plan chart and hits the backstop. We'll stay at 0-2. We talk about Felix Cepeda again, the star on the mound today. The other half of the battery, Gilberto Mexicano behind the plate. Great power hitter for the Salem Red Sox. He is eighth in the order. 0-2 pitch, plan chart will drive this out to left field, and tumbling on his way to make the grab is Tyler Miller. Took a little trip to hunt down that ball, so it fell in shallow left field, and Victor Planchard gets on with a leadoff single to start at the top of the second. Well, Miller out in left field was starting to track the baseball down, and he tripped over that left foot of his. And as he was tracing it down, he was able to catch himself from falling, but wasn't able to get to the ball fast enough to make the catch. So Planchard gets on with the first base hit of the game, as Cepeda fires a pitch up and away for ball number one to Dayon Frias. Second baseman tonight for the Hillcats had a six-game hit streak snapped last night. So he's looking to come out today and hit better for the Hillcats, a 258 hitter on the season. 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. And looking at where Miller tripped out there, we had a lot of rain come through before first pitch today, and the way the tarp is pushed out once it's on the infield goes out to left field as the 2-0 pitch is just up and away for ball number three. And when the tarp came off, there was a big puddle right across that left field line. Of course, our grounds crew made sure it got dry enough for first pitch. Miller was probably a little too deep of where the water actually was, as the 3-0 is upstairs for ball number four. It's a four-pitch walk to Dayon Frias, and the Hillcats have a runners on first and second base. Planchard in scoring position, Frias at first. And now Joe Donovan, who's the Hillcats' designated hitter today, will come to the batter's box with an opportunity to give the Hillcats some momentum here in the second. First pitch from Cepeda is up and inside for ball number one. So pretty good first inning of work from Cepeda. He just allowed his first base hit of the game by Victor Planchard, which, you have to think, 95 out of 100 times that ball is caught by Tyler Miller as the 1-0 pitch catches the zone for strike number one. And Cepeda fires his first strike and two at-bats. A little bit of lead off at first and second for Victor Planchard at second and Dayon Frias at first. 1-1 pitch, and that gets to the glove of Mexicano. It hopped off the glove and into the backstop, and both base runners move 90 feet to home. Planchard at third, and Frias at second. It was a fastball from Cepeda that I think Gilberto Mexicano thought was going to come down a bit. It did not, so he tried to raise the glove up, and it hit off the top of the glove and went towards the backstop, and an easy advancement on the base paths for Victor Planchard and Dayon Frias, and this one gets away as well. Gilberto Mexicano sliding to get the ball at the backstop, but it's not in time to make a throw as Planchard slides in safe. Frias moves to third, and back-to-back wild pitches have given the Lynchburg Hillcats their first run of the game. They now lead 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox. And now Nick Green will jog on out to talk with the pitcher, as well as Gilberto Mexicano, the catcher. A little bit of miscommunication between Cepeda and Mexicano. Have the Red Sox down early 1-0. By the way, both those pitches, they were high. So back-to-back balls make the count 3-1. Hitter's pitch coming up for Joe Donovan. And for Frias, he started the Joe Donovan at-bat at one corner, and now he's in the next one at third. So if you're thinking Joe Donovan, hitter's pitch here, try to swing for something, put it in play. Might make it a 2-0 ball game. 3-1 pitch, and Donovan does exactly that. Pops one up deep towards left field. Miller will track this down right in front of the warning track and make the grab. Frias will tag at third and will touch home for the second run of the game. It's Lynchburg 2, Salem 0, and the Hillcats use some small ball tactics to grab an early two-run lead at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Joe Donovan will be rewarded the RBI off the sacrifice pop-up out towards left field. And it's the first out of the inning, and we'll see Wilfrey Peralta come to the plate. First pitch is on the way, and it's low for ball number one. So a tough break for the Salem Red Sox. A few bad pitches or get-throughs as Peralta belts this down the right field line, but it goes foul, evening the count at one ball and one strike. The ball just off the mitt of Gilberto Mexicano has allowed a lot of the base runners to move around pretty often. Planchar was able to score all the way from second off the wild pitches. Frias moved to third and was just sent home off the sacrifice fly by Joe Donovan. 1-1 count to Peralta, and he'll take it as it misses just low and inside for ball number two. So the base paths are clear in the top of the second, but Lynchburg has already given some damage to the scoreboard as they lead 2-0. A 2-1 pitch that swung on a miss by Peralta, and the count is now 2-2. An 84-mile-per-hour breaker. That went low and inside. 2-2 pitch. Cepeda fires, and this is low for ball number three. So we'll have a payoff pitch coming up for Wilfrey Peralta. We'll definitely get to see Luis Durango, the number nine batter in the order for Lynchburg, in this top of the second. He waits on deck. 3-2 pitch to Peralta. He will slap this into play, but it gets through Bonassi out towards right field for a base hit. Meredith has a little trouble picking the baseball up, but is able to recover and make a throw into Paulino at second to hold the runner of Wilfrey Peralta at first. Well, he hit it right in the perfect spot of the infield where it just slipped right through Brian Bonassi and Nico Cavadez. Neither one of them had a legitimate shot of stopping that baseball, but an excellent at-bat for Peralta. It went to full, and he gets aboard. Now Luis Durango at the plate, and the first pitch is in there for strike number one. Be interested to see what Durango does. He has shown his bunting abilities so far this week for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And with one out and a runner on first, don't be surprised if he just slaps the ball in play. 0-1 pitch, Peralta takes off, and Durango fouls it into the netting down the third base side. And the count now goes to 0-2. Was an opportunity there for a runner to move in scoring position for the Hillcats, but the foul ball has to bring Peralta back towards first. 0-2 count to Durango. Cepeda fires upstairs. 93-mile-per-hour fastball misses the zone, and the count's now 1-2. Top of the second inning, Lynchburg leads Salem 2-0. A 35-minute rain delay before this game was able to get underway on the Sunday afternoon. 1-2 pitch, Durango puts it in play down the left field line. It falls for a base hit. Peralta turns at second. He's thinking third. He'll stop at the bag and into second. It is Luis Durango. It's a one-out double, and the Hillcats have two runners in scoring position with Peralta at third, Durango at second, and with one out on the board, Yordaz Valdez comes to the plate. It's the first extra base hit of the day for either side. It's the third hit of the inning for the Lynchburg Hillcats with Victor Planchard's single, Wilfrey Peralta's single, and now Durango's double. Valdez reached safely in the first inning after an error committed by Brian Bonassi as he swings through the first pitch and misses for strike number one. Valdez got all the way to third base before being stranded at the end of the inning, as the 0-1 backhanded play by Cavadas, throw towards the plate, Mexicano's tag is in time for the second out of the inning. Durango at third, Valdez is at first, but Lynchburg is unable to add the third run to their score. Great defensive play by Cavadas, and two outs on the board here in the top of the second. Well, that one could not have been drawn up any better if you're the Salem Red Sox. Hit it right to your corner infielder and make a throw at home. And when Mexicano got the ball in hand, he just put the tag down and was going to be definitely in time as the first pitch of Jake Fox is in the zone for strike number one. Although Peralta has some speed, that was an easy play to be made from Cavadas and Medicano, who had a couple balls get through his glove and the pitches earlier on, is able to make the catch and assess the tag. The 0-1 pitch to Fox is fouled down the third base line, and the count goes 0-2. But the Red Sox aren't out of the inning just yet. They still have Luis Durango at third base to worry about, and they got Ortiz Valdez at first base. But an 0-2 count with two away towards Jake Fox. Cepeda fires. Fox puts it in play. It gets to Cavadas out towards right field. Base hit. Durango scores. Fox stops at first. And going all the way to third, it's Yordaz Valdez. It's now Lynchburg 3, Salem 0. A three-run second by the Lynchburg Hillcats have opened it up here in Salem. Fox collects his first hit of the day. And for a moment there, I thought Cavadas was going to have back-to-back backhanded stops with the glove, but just could not locate that ball well enough with the glove. And the inning continues. Jorge Burgos, who grounded out to Bonassi his last time up, drives the ball down the left field line, but sails foul for strike number one. So top of the second inning in Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 3-0 here on MILB.TV. An 0-1 count to Burgos, and it just misses away for ball number one. So one ball and one strike. As the Red Sox struck first last night, the Hillcats respond with their own as Burgos hit a chopper down the right field line, but it goes foul, and the count's now one ball and two strikes. Well, last night, Salem was able to jump out to a 5-0 lead. And even though they didn't coast their way to victory, they never gave it up. A wire-to-wire win for the Salem Red Sox. But today, Lynchburg striking first, which has been what they've done most this week. Burgos will swing and miss on strike number three. It's the first strikeout of the day for Felix Cepeda, but the Lynchburg Hillcats have three runs come across in the top of the second inning, and they lead the battle of 460, 3-0. Ronnie Boone coming out for another inning of work. He loves what he has to see from his offense. We'll have the middle of the order. Nathan Hickey, Nico Cavadas, and Tyler Miller all coming up in the bottom half of the second inning on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. It is the bottom half of the second inning as the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 3-0. Four base hits in the top half of the second has the Lynchburg Hillcats rolling for the time being, but the middle of the order is coming up for the Salem Red Sox. We'll see if Hickey, Cavadas, and Miller are able to ignite some offense here in the bottom half. Boone's first pitch to Hickey is in the zone for strike number one. Nathan Hickey was able to come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, but when he was in the batter's box, Edison Paulino was gunned down at second trying to steal the base. The 0-1 pitch spikes in front of home plate for ball number one, as Planchard's unable to block it with the left arm, but it got all the way to the backstop. But no concern at all with the base paths being clear. One ball, one strike, nobody out. So we're just getting away here in the bottom of the second. Boone kicks and delivers the 1-1, and Hickey swings and misses for strike number two. So when Edison Paulino walked in the first and then back-to-back pop-ups before Paulino was caught stealing at second. 1-2 pitch, And Miller looks, and it's in the zone for strike number three. Apologies, Nathan Hickey takes a look, and he is struck out for the first out of the inning. It's the first punch out by Rodney Boone in today's game. And it's exactly how the left-handed pitcher wanted to get the inning started. We mentioned it as we entered the broadcast today. You know how Paulino walked? It's only the eighth walk that Boone has given up this season as Gavadas will pop the first pitch a mile high. It stays in the infield. Tolentino waving everyone off as he makes the catch at the shortstop position for out number two. A big night last night in Nico Gavadas, who had a three-run home run and a triple. He was our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game, but starts off 0-1 today. But that strikeout by Rodney Boone on Nathan Hickey was strikeout number 46. Quite the ratio. That's more than 5-1. First pitch is up and inside for ball number one. And actually, it's a little more, Matt. That's more than 6-1. So for every walk that Boone gives up, it's almost as if he gets six strikeouts. 1-0 pitch to Miller, and he will pop this up just to our right of the press box and into the concourse area for strike number one. So 1-1 count for Tyler Miller. We had a multi-hit last night for the Salem Red Sox. 1-1 pitch. He fouls this off. A chopper that goes right by the Hillcats dugout. And the count now reads 1-2. Two away so far in the bottom half of the second inning. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 0. Here in game 6 of 6 of the Battle of 460. 1-2 pitch high and inside. Miller holds on the swing. And he stays alive in the count as it's now 2-2. Pretty good turnout today on this Sunday afternoon. Of course, rain is never a great sight. As the 2-2 pitch, Miller will chop this down the first baseline and staying alive in the at-bat. But the fans have come out. They have enjoyed it so far. A little humid of a day. But it's not too hot. It's actually kind of cool with a little bit of a breeze coming through the ballpark. Juice is wild. 2-2 pitch. Miller takes it. Nice patience as it just goes upstairs for ball number three. So a payoff pitch coming up for Tyler Miller as Boone looks in a lefty-lefty battle. Boone steps and fires, and Miller swings and misses on strike number three. A 78-mile-per-hour curveball by Rodney Boone gives him his second punch-out of the inning and out number three as well. We're through two at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Lynchburg 3, Salem 0. When we come back, we're going to see the middle of the order for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Milan Tolentino, Victor Planchart, and Dayan Frias. Coming up next on MILB.TV. It's the third inning at Carilion Clinic Field, and the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 3-0 here on MILB.TV. Andy Losey here in the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. Thank you guys so much for sticking us out with the rain delay 35 minutes after, but we're back to playing baseball, and the Hillcats, the visiting team that has won 4 of the last 5 games, are looking pretty good in the early going. They have a 3-0 lead over the Red Sox, and they have their hot batter of Milan Tolentino coming to the plate. Last time up, though, he popped up to Phillip Sykes to end the first inning, and on the first pitch he sees, he takes a pitch low for ball number one. Check swing was held by Tolentino. Felix Cepeda comes out for another inning of work after giving up 3 runs in the second. Looks to bounce back as this is a hard hit ball to second base. Nice play by Bonassi. The throw to Gavadas is in time for out number one. What a backhanded stop by Brian Bonassi. That was kind of going away from his body. but just made an effort. He went down on his back, put the glove out, made the stop, quickly stood up, and just gave a throw to Cavadas. It wasn't as perfect as he probably wanted it to be, but it was good enough for the first baseman to grab and keep his right foot on the bag for the first out of the inning. And now we move to Victor Blanchard, who started off the second inning strong for the Lynchburg Killcats. He singled out towards left field when he was the leadoff batter, and the first pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. And remember, that was more of a blooper out towards left that Tyler Miller took a little bit of a stumble on. It fell in front of the left fielder's hands as the 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the screen to even the count of one ball and one strike. He eventually got aboard, and he came around to score off a few passed balls and got through Mayakano's glove. He was able to score while Joe Donovan was at the plate. 1-1 pitch, Cepeda fires, Blanchard in play, but goes foul for strike number two. So far, the Lynchburg Killcats have 3 runs off of 4 hits, including 1 error by the Red Sox, and Blanchard will just bloop this up towards left center field, but Sykes has that speed to trace it down and make the catch for out number two. 2 up and 2 down for the Lynchburg Killcats in the top of the third. We'll now see Dan Frias step up to the plate. Still looking for that first official at-bat of the day as he was walked in the second. He came around to score as well. He was the second run of the game as Frias skies it up on the first pitch but goes well foul down the right field line, and the count will go 0-1. Frias was able to score off the sacrifice fly by Joe Donovan, and Frias actually either broke the bat or he released the bat, and I believe it broke it as he was well early on the swing. I mean, it was high, but it was so foul, it went over the grandstand seats and the right field line. So a new bat for Dan Frias. We'll see if that brings him his first hit of the night. 0-1 pitch, and Frias will take it in the zone for strike number one as he nods towards Felix Cepeda. He knew he was fooled on the 83-mile-per-hour off-speed. It could be a 1-2-3 inning for Cepeda on the 0-2 pitch, and it's low and away for ball number one. A ground out by Tolentino, a pop-up by Blanchard, and has brought us to Dan Frias, number 6 in the order. 1-2 pitch, and it spikes in front of home plate for ball number 2. Back-to-back off speeds by Cepeda haven't worked out well for him. As we go deuces wild here in the top of the third, it's Lynchburg 3, Salem 0 on MILB.TV. 2-2 pitch goes above the numbers for ball number 3, and the count now is full. Well, Cepeda doesn't want to let this one get away from him. After starting a 0-2, 3-2 pitch, and it's above the zone for ball number 4. 4 straight balls by Felix Cepeda has walked Dan Frias with 2 outs here in the third. So back-to-back time, Dan Frias has taken the free pass towards first base, and the inning will extend as Joe Donovan will come to the plate. Now, after the few passed balls, Joe Donovan had a 3-1 pitch with Dan Frias at third base. On the very next pitch, he skied one out deep to left field as he takes the first pitch for strike number one. Popped it up so deep and went out to the warning track, but it was good enough for Miller to make the catch, but it also did the job on scoring Dan Frias from third. 0-1 pitch as Donovan will take it. It goes inside for ball number one. Even count of one ball and one strike with 2 away in the top of the third. The Hillcats lead the Red Sox 3-0. As Cepeda takes a little look at Frias at first and now steps up to the plate, and it's high and inside, almost getting the body of Joe Donovan, but it just missed him fortunately for ball number two. The Lynchburg designated hitter is a 180 batting average on the season, has a 1 home run, 13 RBIs. Just picked up his 13th today. 2-1 pitch, and Donovan will pop this up opposite field, but heading out of play into the seated area, it goes for strike number two. So a strong second inning from Lynchburg. Have them up top. This is the part of the order that was able to get things going. 2-2 pitch. Donovan fouls it into the screen, and the count stays even. Cepeda, who showed up to Salem, was a primary bullpen pitcher. making a second start of the series against the Hillcats. Although he wasn't given the losing decision in that start. Looking to get a win today. 2-2 pitch. Donovan swings and misses for strike number three. The second punch out on the afternoon from Felix Cepeda. And it ends the top of the third inning. We move to the bottom of the third. Ronnie Boone will have the bottom three of the order coming up for the Salem Red Sox. We'll see Phillip Sykes, Gilberto Mexicano, and Keir Meredith for the first time today when we come back on MILB.TV. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 0. It's the bottom of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Lynchburg Hillcats have a 3-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. But the bottom third of the order is coming up for the first time today and looks to give the Red Sox that spark that they need to come down from three runs. But for Ronnie Boone so far, it has been a great show, and a pair of strikeouts both coming in the second inning, and he has only allowed one base runner. It was the first one of the day with Paul Lino, who he walked but was able to gun out later at second base. Sykes' first pitch he sees, fouls it into the backstop for strike number one. A pretty good week for Phillip Sykes. He's now batting above 200, 205 to be exact. He has a home run thanks to his solo shot yesterday with eight RBIs as well. Has really turned his season around this week. The 0-1 pitch is swung on just enough from Sykes for strike number two. It was going to go upstairs for ball number one, but Sykes committed to the swing and went far enough that it made an easy play for Jared Molman to call on the strike. 0-2 pitch as Sykes will take the pitch upstairs for ball number one, bringing the count to one ball and two strikes. So Sykes has seen a lot of playing time this last week. As the 1-2 pitch goes way upstairs and outside, bringing the count to two balls and two strikes. We'll also get to see Gilberto Mexicano and Keir Meredith in this half inning. 2-2 pitch. Slow roller. That just stands foul. Planchard hunts it down. Makes a throw to first in time for the out. What a play from Victor Planchard. That ball rolled about 10 feet past home plate down the third base side. Planchard had to act fast. He stepped out. Made a throw down to Peralta just on the money that it needed to get Phillip Sykes out for out number one of the inning. The rare 2-3 ground out, but it will work for the Hillcats as they have one away here in the bottom of the third. So Mexicano comes to the plate. First pitch he sees is a breaker that's into the zone at 74 miles per hour to get the strike call. The catcher tonight for the Salem Red Sox returning to the order. Haven't seen him in a few games for the Salem Red Sox. A 2-2-2 hitter on the year. He takes the 0-1 pitch, and it goes just upstairs for ball number one. Count's not even a one ball and one strike. An even count pitch from Ronnie Boone, and Mexicano chopped this down the third baseline, and it will go foul. And the count will go to one ball and two strikes. Catch up on some Carolina League action today. Fayetteville takes down Kannapolis in a tight one, 8-7 win for the Woodpeckers over the Cannonballers. That puts Fayetteville to 18-21 on the year. Kannapolis drops to 17-22. 1-2 pitch to Mexicano stays upstairs for ball number two. Meanwhile, the Down East Ducks picked up a 5-3 win over the Carolina Mudcats. Ducks improved to 16-23. The Mudcats dropped to 21-18. 2-2 pitch to Meccano, who would just slap this one in play. Peralta works to his right, can't ground it up well enough, and it hits it out towards foul territory, able to get to it in time, but Meccano is on the bag at first. It's a one-out single for Gilberto Meccano. That was one of those swings that you're just trying to put the ball in play and make something happen. And for Meccano, it had enough speed, enough accuracy down the line that it was a tough play for Wilfried Peralta. And he was able to get to it, but once he did, he kind of hit it out towards foul territory. He made it tough for the first baseman to pick it up. And Meccano was already in the bag by the time Peralta was able to get it in his right hand. So the first base runner since the first inning for the Salem Red Sox is Gilberto Meccano, and Keir Meredith will come to the plate and watch the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one. The official score ruling is a single. So if you guys were waiting to see what the Rodney Boone no-hitter was going to be, it only lasts 2 1/3, which is good for the Red Sox fans. 1-0 pitch, and that's in the zone at 85 miles per hour. Make the count 1-1. Another final score in the Carolina League. The Delmarva Shorebirds have yourself a week. 11-4 win over the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-1 pitch, and Meredith will take it. It just misses away for ball number two. Delmarva wins that series 5-1. And coming into the week, folks, the Shorebirds were 6th in the Carolina League North. The Fredericksburg Nationals were 1st in the Carolina League North. 2-1 pitch to Meredith. Big swing and a miss for strike number two. And the count's now even towards Keir Meredith. Some of the games that are currently in action, Augusta leads Charleston 4-1. That's in the top of the 5th inning. And a 2-2 pitch on the way to Meredith. He will swing and miss for strike number three, the third punch out of the game for Rodney Boone, his first of the inning, and now two outs against the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the third. And we flip that order around. Edison Paulino will come to the plate. Another score to keep a watch out for is down in Columbia. 3-0 Myrtle Beach leads the Fireflies. It's the bottom of the sixth inning, and Columbia has a lot of zeros next to their name. The first pitch is in the zone for strike number one to Paulino. You guys know what I'm talking about, then you know I'm not trying to say those two words to potentially jinx the Pelicans. 0-1 pitch, and it's high and inside for ball number one. Although they are Carolina League rivals, sometimes as a fan of the sport of baseball, you never want to actually say the words that could end up costing them. That's in the bottom of the sixth. Fast-moving game. That started at 5:05 p.m. as the 1-1 pitch to Paulino is just upstairs for ball number two. Paulino walked his first time up against Rodney Boone and then was caught stealing at second during the at-bat of Nathan Hickey in the first. Roberto Meccano still on first base, has a slight lead on the 2-1 pitch to Paulino, and it breaks in the zone for strike number two. It's the only walk that Rodney Boone has allowed today. Since then, he's been able to retire 7 of the last 8 batters he's faced. 2-2 pitch, Paulino reaches and slaps his out towards right field. Coming in hot is Durango, but he can't make the catch. Meccano stays at second as Tolentino's tag was unable to get down on Meccano. Stopping at first is Paulino, and it's another single for the Salem Red Sox and two runners aboard here in the bottom of the third. Maybe a little two-out magic coming up for the Salem Red Sox as they trail 3-0 here on this Sunday afternoon at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Some cloudy skies right now. Looking at the forecast, folks, I'm going to just, I hate to be pessimistic about it, but it's not looking that great. Looks like we might have some more thunderstorms coming through the area, but we're in the bottom of the third right now. First pitch to Bonassi, rocketed to left. It's a base hit. It's picked up by Burgos. Sent home, it will be Meccano. Play at the plate, not in time. Throw back towards third. That's not in time either. And the Salem Red Sox are on the board. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 1. It's an RBI single for Brian Bonassi. Back-to-back base hits from the Red Sox have the top of the order working its way through. And Paulino sliding to third may have hurt him a bit as he stands up and walks around gingerly in a circle. Burgos at left field actually made a pretty good throw towards home at Victor Blanchard, but Mayakano was just fast enough to step on home before Blanchard had any significant play at the plate. And then the Lynchburg catcher saw an opportunity to get Salem's number 9 out at third to end the inning. But Valdez's tag was not in time for Paulino. So the tying run is on first base as Blaze Jordan fouls off the first pitch into the netting. An 0 of 1 day so far for Blaze Jordan. He popped one up to Jake Fox back in the first inning. For the folks that just tuned on in, the Salem Red Sox are on the scoreboard here in the bottom of the third, but they still trail 3-1 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. 0-1 pitch by Boone and away upstairs. Jordan dodging on the 0-1 delivery, and the count's now 1-1. Last time the Lynchburg Hillcats will visit Salem Memorial Ballpark till July 22nd. That comes in the second half of the season following the All-Star break. 1-1 pitch to Jordan, and he'll pop it up into the screen, bringing the count to 1-2. So Salem hasn't been really to have these opportunities in the first two innings, but here in the third, they have a great chance to do so, and they're hoping that their number 3 hitter in the order can bring another run or two in. 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and he'll hit this out to right field. It falls for a base hit. Paulino scores. Bonassi holds at second. Jordan's at first. It's 3 straight singles for the Salem Red Sox, and it's now a 3-2 baseball game. What a job so far by the Red Sox in this bottom of the third. 4 of the last 5 batters have reached base successfully, all with singles. And now the pitching coach of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Kevin Erminio, will come out to talk with Rodney Boone, as well as the entire infield and catcher of the Hillcats. So if you guys are just tuning on in, the Hillcats grabbed 3 runs in the top of the second inning, and they took a commanding 3-0 lead. But the Salem Red Sox have come through in the bottom of the third. Situational hitting has been up these last two nights for the Red Sox. And today, you have 3 straight base hits from the top 3 in the order. Edison Paulino, Brian Bonassi, and Blaze Jordan all coming through big time for the Salem Red Sox. And now with an opportunity, that tying run is in scoring position. Blaze Jordan, who is the leading run, is at first base with Nathan Hickey, the designated hitter, coming to the plate. A long meeting happening right now between Kevin Erminio and the Lynchburg Hillcats infield. You have Jerry Mulman standing there on the mound. But now they finally break and return to their positions. 2 outs in the bottom of the third, 3-2 ball game. Lynchburg leads Salem. Hickey can come on through for Salem and potentially give the Red Sox the lead in the bottom of the third. First pitch by Boone on the way to Hickey is outside for ball number 1. And Boone was rather sharp on Tuesday night, went 5 successful innings. Did not give up the lead once to the Salem Red Sox, and the bullpen came in and sealed the deal for the Hillcats. As the 1-0 pitch to Hickey, big swing and a miss. It got through the glove of Blanchard, but neither base runner advances. So good job by Blanchard to get out to the right side of the plate and pick up the baseball and hold Mayakano at second and Jordan at first. 1-1 count. All 4 base hits from the Salem Red Sox have come in the bottom of the third. The Hillcats and Red Sox are both 4 hits each on the evening. The 1-1 from Hickey, it's popped up, might be playable for Blanchard, but it gets up and into the net down the third base side, and the count will go to 1-2. So the Red Sox down to the last strike of the inning. And golden opportunity right here for Salem to cut that 3-run deficit and tie it up. 1-2 pitch to Hickey, and it spikes in front of home plate for ball number 2. 80-mile-per-hour curveball from Boone. Just couldn't bring it above the zone, and we'll get new baseballs as the bat boy comes out. Lynchburg 3, Salem 2, bottom third. Here on this series finale between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Juice is wild. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the Hickey. Swung on and missed. The helmet almost came off of Hickey on that swing, but it will end the third inning. But what a job by Salem to cut that three-run deficit to one. Base hits from Brian Bonassi and Blaze Jordan drive in some runs. We'll see a new pitcher coming out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox as we start off the top of the fourth inning. Coming up, it is Wilfrey Peralta, Luis Durango, and then we'll go to the top of the order with Yordes Valdez. That's up next on MILB.TV. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 2. Top of the fourth, we're into the middle innings at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Lynchburg Hillcats had a three-run lead, but now it is only one after the Red Sox picked up two runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. We're going to have Wilfrey Peralta to lead things off in the top of the fourth. First pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Miguel Suero is the first man out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox, and that will finish off the day for Felix Cepeda, the starting pitcher of Salem. Went three innings in the start. The 0-1 for Peralta is fouled down the first base line. Two hops in fair play, the third one right before the bag. It was on the right side of the line, and so that will bring the count to 0-2. So Cepeda's afternoon is three innings of four hits allowed, three earned runs allowed, walking two batters, and striking out two. Suero fires the 0-2 pitch. This will go low and inside for ball number one. So we knew it was going to be a bullpen kind of day today, as the 1-2 pitch will be sent down the middle of the field, and it falls for a base hit just over the glove of Edison Paulino. And the leadoff batter in Wilfrey Peralta is on with a single. It's his second of the game as he improves to 2-2 and a base runner on for the Hillcats with nobody out in the top of the fourth. Well, we've already gotten to see Miguel Suero in today's game, or in this series, I should say. Actually, two times. We saw him for an inning and two-thirds back on May 17th. It was a tough outing for Suero as Luis Durango shows the bunt sign going up the first baseline. Medicano smartly lets it roll foul before Suero or Medicano were able to pick up the baseball. They just were using some patience, and they were able to make sure it bounced it out of play, because if they picked it up, Durango was going to be safe at first. Peralta was going to be safe at second, and you're going to have two runners aboard with nobody out. So Durango will have to come back to the batter's box, and Peralta will have to stand at first. 0-1 count. And in that Tuesday performance for Miguel Suero, he allowed seven hits, six earned runs. Gave up a home run as well, but he also pitched two-thirds of an inning on May 20th and only allowed one hit as Durango sends a foul ball down the third base side. That's a rocket that just squeezed right over the netting. Hot shot towards that lower level concourse, and the count goes to 0-2. So Peralta at first. He's the only base runner on right now as Suero fires the 0-2 pitch just inside for ball number one. One ball and two strikes, nobody out. In this 3-2 Lynchburg Hillcats lead. Suero takes a long look into the batter's box. He squares up. Now kicks and delivers. Peralta's a go. Pitch high for ball number two. The throw down to second is in time. It took one hop to get to Edison Paulino, but it was on the money from Mexicano, and he got the tag on Peralta for the first out of the inning. For a moment there, I thought Mexicano's throw was going to hit Miguel Suero, but it went through the pitcher's mound, got down to Paulino, and put an excellent tag on Wilfrey Peralta. Both catchers showing off their arms today. Victor Planchard back in the first, and now Gilberto Mexicano here in the fourth. One away, 2-2 count. Suero fires, and Arango, another rocket down the third base line, just above the netting. Two times in this at-bat that the fans sitting at section 206 have had to watch out a bit. I mean, they're getting some free souvenirs, but it's making their heart rate race just a little bit. 2-2 pitch from Suero, and Durango watches it go high for ball number three. Top of the order coming up, it's Yordes Valdez. He'll get an at-bat in this half inning, but he stands on deck for the time being. Suero kicks and deals. Durango pops it up, and he'll get out of play, and the count will stay at 2-2. This one was a little bit more kind towards the fans. It had a little bit more arc. It wasn't coming straight off the barrel. But Durango has fouled off three pitches in this at-bat. Suero takes a long look into the zone, now steps and fires the 3-2. Slow hopper right back where it came from with Suero, and he tosses it over to Cavadas at first for the second out of the inning. So not really two up and two down, but they are two away with the base paths clear here in the top of the fourth inning. And Valdez, who has reached base successfully today in two separate instances, but not with base hits or with walks, will try to make it three in a row. First pitch from Suero is outside for ball number one. He got on in the first inning with an error committed by Bonassi at second, and then got on in the second inning with the fielder's choice. 1-0 pitch is low and inside, gets through the glove of Mexicano, and in towards the backstop. The count's now 2-0. Some clouds starting to move into the area. Hoping that we're able to stay dry enough for the time being. As Valdez swings and misses on the 2-0 pitch to bring the count to 2-1. So far this inning, Peralta hit a single before being caught stealing at second as the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Valdez for strike number two. And then a ground out by Luis Durango right back to Miguel Suero. Counts are strong for Valdez, a 2-0 count, but Suero's recovered with back-to-back strikes, and he has three in a row. It's a swinging strike by Yordes Valdez, and it's the first strikeout of the day for Miguel Suero, and that will end the top of the fourth inning. So not only do the Red Sox grab two runs in the bottom of the third, but they come out on the top of the fourth and keep it at a 3-2 ball game. When we come back, it's going to be Nico Cavadas, Tyler Miller, and Phillip Sykes for the Salem Red Sox. You move to the bottom of the fourth here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Nico Cavades, Tyler Miller, and Phillip Sykes all due up for the Salem Red Sox. It is Lynchburg 3, Salem 2. And what has been another great battle between these two ball clubs. Ever since Thursday night, we've had some really great games between these two 460 rivals. Boone out for another in of work, and he fires a pitch low and away for ball number one. Kind of an odd inning from Rodney Boone. He has been lights out so far this season, but in that third inning, he had a little bit of a difficulty as the first pitch goes low and away for ball number one, and he follows it up with a curveball to make the count one ball and one strike. Cavades popped one up to Milan Tolentino back in the second, and he holds on the 1-1 pitch just outside for ball number two. Five hits for the Hillcats today, four for the Red Sox. Majority of those hits for each team have come in their dominant offensive performances as Cavades takes the 2-1 pitch for strike number two. And what I mean by that is Hillcats got majority of their base hits in that second inning where they had three runs, and the Red Sox got all four in that third. Cavades rockets a 2-2 ball down the first baseline, goes foul as the chopper reaches the Lynchburg Hillcats dugout. Two balls and two strikes. Boone looking into the zone. He steps and fires. Cavades rockets it out towards right field. It falls for a base hit. The leadoff batter is on as he takes a big turn at first. He'll think better of it and hold at the bag with Tyler Miller coming up to the plate. Well, dating back to Roberto Mexicano, you can make that now out of the last seven batters that has faced Ronnie Boone. Five of them have hit singles. That is Mexicano himself, Edison Paulino, Briar Bonassi, Blaze Jordan, and now Nico Cavades. Tying run on the base paths for the Salem Red Sox. Boone takes a look at first. He'll now step and fire towards Miller, who'll take the first pitch as it's in the zone for strike number one. Miller struck out swinging his last time up in the second. That ended the frame as well for the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 pitch, and Miller will pop it up. Definitely playable for the left side of the infield. Valdez is going to call everyone off and make the catch right at the foul line for the first out of the inning. Cavades holds at first as he's unable to advance on the infield pop-up. And now Phillip Sykes, who grounded out towards Victor Planchart in his last time up, will step in the batter's box. Can't really say ground out to the catcher, as the first pitch to Sykes goes outside for ball number one because he's behind the play. But it was a weird slow roller up the third baseline off the spike after Sykes hit. It stayed in play. Planchart came out. He picked up with his bare hand and delivered a dart down to first base. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Sykes for strike number one. And the count now reads one ball and one strike. After the Cavades hit, the Hillcats and the Red Sox evenly matched up again on the hits, five for each side. 1-1 pitch, Boone fires to Sykes down the third baseline, just foul. Excellent play by Luke Mons to dodge the chopper. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Now, unless this Phillip Sykes at bat turns into a double play, we'll see Roberto Mexicano, who is on deck for the Salem Red Sox. One of one day with the single. Boone kicks and fires the 1-2, and Sykes swings and misses for strike number three. It's another punch out for Rodney Boone. It's number five of the day, and it's back-to-back outs for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Two away, and Mexicano comes to the plate. Cavades still at first base for the Salem Red Sox. He represents the tying run for the home team. Boone steps and fires. Mexicano fouls it off into the net behind the plate. Took the 86-mile-per-hour off-speed that just continued to sit upstairs towards the handle area of the barrel. It ricocheted off into the net. Well, the count is 0-1. Mentioned that single that he had in the third. It was the first base hit of the day for Sam, and now he blasts one down the left field line, and it's off the wall. Cavada's at second. He goes into third. Mexicano at second. two Salem Red Sox players in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. It's the first extra base hit for the day for the Salem Red Sox. Manny Cano improves to 2-2 on the afternoon, and now Keir Meredith has the spotlight, a chance to give the Salem Red Sox their first lead today. And you have to think if Meredith can put something in the outfield, I will surely score two runs for the Red Sox. Boone steps and fires the first pitch, and Meredith fouls that into the netting behind the plate. Makes the count 0-1. And as I mentioned, the top half of this fourth inning, the weather isn't looking splendid. So if you're on, can go into maybe a delay that might not even happen, folks. Just guessing as the 0-1 pitch goes outside for ball number one, it's better be up ahead at that moment. Salem was ahead when we went into the rain delay last night. They came out strong, got the job done. The other night on Thursday, it was a 4-4 ball game between the two sides. Lynchburg went on to win that game 6-4. 1-1 pitch from Boone to Meredith, and it's low for ball number two. Blanchard has difficulty finding it, but then he realized it was right in front of him behind the plate, and the count turns to two balls and one strike. Meredith struck out swinging his last time up in the third inning. One of the five strikeouts today by Ronnie Boone. As the 2-1 pitch is to Meredith, he sends his out towards right field. Moving out to the warning track is Durango, and he makes the catch at the track for out number three. The Salem Red Sox leave two runners on the base paths. That's a golden opportunity that slipped right through the Red Sox fingertips. So we move into the fifth. It's still a 3-2 ball game. Jacob Webb will come out of the bullpen and pitch for the Red Sox, but they trail 3-2 to the Lynchburg Hillcats here on MILB.TV. It's the top of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Jacob Webb is in the pitch for the Salem Red Sox, number 46 for the home team. He has a 1-1 record on the season with a 2.25 ERA. This is his 13th appearance of the season. That now leads all Salem Red Sox pitchers. He's had two saves so far this season and four opportunities. He's had 16 innings on the rubber, 12 hits allowed, four runs allowed. Those are six runs allowed. Four of them have been earned. He has walked 13 batters and has struck out 28. He will start things off against Jake Fox, and the first pitch that Fox swings on is a deep drive out towards left center field, which is caught by Phillip Sykes for the inning's first out. So Fox drops to 1-3 on the day. He had a single back in the second. And now Jorge Burgos, number three in the order, will walk up to the plate. Jacob Webb, you had that Jacob versus Jake matchup right here to start off the fifth. Webb has been had one appearance in this series as the first pitch he delivers to Burgos is in the zone for strike number one. And when Webb came out to the mound, it came back on May 19th. That was Thursday night as Burgos swings and misses for strike number two. Actually, I stand corrected. It was foul tipped into the glove of Mayakano. But still an 0-2 count. Webb had two innings of work. He allowed two hits and one run that was unearned. The 0-2 pitch goes low and away for ball number one. And the count's now one ball and two strikes. One away in the top of the fifth inning. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 2. Webb steps in. The pitch is low and inside for ball number two. And the count now runs even. 0-2 afternoon for Burgos with the ground out to Benassi at second. And then a strikeout swinging in the second. 2-2 pitch. Webb fires and it's fouled off by Burgos. And the count will stay at two balls and two strikes. Although the clouds are starting to come in a bit, we're seeing just a little bit of wind. Nothing too crazy for the time being. As Webb fires the 2-2, Burgos hot shot right over Blaze Jordan's glove to left field. It's a one-out hit for Jorge Burgos. And it's his first of the day. It's a single here in the top of the fifth. So Milan Tolentino will walk to the plate. A left-handed batter going against the right-handed pitcher of Webb. Look to try to add on to the Hillcats' lead. They only have a one-run edge over the Red Sox for the time being. First pitch right down Broadway for strike number one. A 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Jacob Webb. A 1 count. Burgos holds at first, and the pitch is up and away for ball number one. So Tolentino is 0-2 today. He popped up to Phillip Sykes in the first, grounded out towards Bonassi in the third. And here's the 1-1 pitch from Webb. It's upstairs for ball number two. Two balls and one strike. And, folks, not a great sign when the umbrellas start opening up here at the ballpark. 2-1 count, Webb kicks, and Tolentino swings and misses for strike number two. A little bit of cloud coverage over at right field on the other side of the grandstand. Two balls and two strikes. Webb takes a long look, now steps and delivers away for ball number three. This season, Jacob Webb has a whip of a 1.56. Mention it for about every walk he delivers, around two strikeouts. Not a bad showing from Jacob Webb. And here's the 3-2, and Tolentino drives this down the left field line and out of play, and will redo the 3-2 pitch. Jacob Webb, Dayton, Ohio native, actually attended Miami of Ohio, was the 14th round selection, the 2021 MLB draft. And the showers have begun here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-2 pitch, Tolentino odd hop off the mound and into center field. Burgos at second, thinking three. Tolentino holds at first and will have runners on the corners. So the inning continues for the Lynchburg Hillcats. An odd hop off the mound could have made it possibly a double play. And now Nick Green and the trainer, Jacob Blaufman, will come out to talk with Jacob Webb, the pitcher. And now the fields crew guy coming out to talk with Elliot Melton about the situation at hand. Could be some rain coming in the area, but the umpires right now believe that the way the rain is coming down, it is playable for Salem and Lynchburg. Although all the Hillcats who usually stand over the dugout railing to watch the game have moved back underneath to sit down on the bench. So Victor Planchar comes with one out and delivers a strike down the middle to bring the count to 0-1. And folks, this has just been a poor week when it comes to weather. Tough situation with the rain that we've had on Thursday, Saturday, and here today. 0-1 pitch, Blanchard swings and misses for strike number two. As Mayakano shakes off the glove a bit. That one came in hot, 94 miles per hour. And the count goes to 0-2. By the way, after that hit by Tolentino, it was the seventh base hit of the day for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 0-2 pitch, Webb takes a look in. Now steps and fires, and Blanchard fouls it off into the screen, and the count will hold at 0-2. Man, what some battles. We've seen some great battles so far today at the plate. 3-2 counts, 1-2 counts, whatever it is. Batters are not going down without a fight. Blanchard 1-2 day, a single back in the second. Now attempted a pickoff at first base is not in time. As the runner of Tolentino will be safe. Not much wind right now, just a summer shower almost in that kind of sense. As the runner takes off towards second, Tolentino will get to second, but Blanchard foul tips the baseball into the glove of Mexicano for out number two. So a big strikeout for Jacob Webb. But now he has to worry about two runners in scoring position with Jorge Burgos at third and Milan Tolentino at second. Well, the biggest thing you want to be is your Salem. You want to get out of this half inning. Although Mother Nature not playing easy for Webb. First pitch on the way is high and upstairs for ball number one. Dejan Frias at the plate. So far on the day, he has reached base safely twice, thanks to some walks in the second and the third inning. Webb takes a look on in, steps and fire, and Frias swings and misses for strike number one. So if you guys are just tuning on in, Lynchburg leads Salem 3-2. A little bit of showers coming into the area for the time being. Nothing too harsh right now, though. 1-1 pitch. Is low and inside for ball number two. Some fans have made their way to the concourse. Some of them have stuck it out in the seats, have opened up their umbrellas. Watching this good battle between Lynchburg and Salem. Two balls, one strike. Webb kicks, and it's in the zone for strike number two. So Frias is trying to make a three straight on-base appearances today and try to extend this Hillcats lead. As it sits, Lynchburg 3, Salem 2. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Webb kicks and delivers, and it's upstairs for ball number 3. 95-mile-per-hour fastball for Webb, and I can't imagine how hard it is for Jacob Webb right now to grip that baseball with the rain coming down. But a big 3-2 pitch. Webb fires. Frias pops it up. Definitely playable for the infield. But it's going to be Phillip Sykes who comes in and makes the grab for out number three. So a big crisis averted for the Salem Red Sox as they were able to get that third out and leave two runners stranded in scoring position. I mean, if a hit goes through in that situation, then who knows what could happen. But it remains a 3-2 Lynchburg lead over Salem. And it looks like for the time being, we don't exactly know what is going to happen with this weather. We're going to step aside for the time being. The Salem Red Sox have a pretty good part of their order coming up. It's going to be Edison Paulino, Brian Bonassi, and Blaze Jordan. So we're going to replace the bases here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll have a new pitcher coming on in for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And we look like we're going to try to continue to play some baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 2, here at Carilion Clinic Field on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning, and a little conversation between Ellie Melton and Jared Molman with the grounds crew operator here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. They talked things over for a bit, but they're continuing to play some baseball as the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Yuri Hervasio, the left-handed pitcher, is into the game for the Lynchburg Hillcats as he livers a strike down the middle to start off the at-bat, and then it allows a curveball that sat upstairs for ball number one. 1-1 count, Hervasio fires, and Paulino swings and misses for strike number two. 3-2 ball game. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox. A 1-1 knife for Paulino as he drives it opposite field. It falls for a base hit. This will roll down the left field line. Paulino has extra bases with a stand-up leadoff double. Paulino is aboard. He's the tying run here in the bottom of the fifth. And Brian Bonassi will come to the plate. So we had that little bit of 5 to 10 minutes of rain. But the rain is starting to settle just a bit. Some sun starting to peek back through. And you can kind of tell as the fans start to migrate from under the concourse out towards the seats once again. And why not? The action is starting to pick up a bit out here on the diamond. So Hervasio looks into the plate, steps in and fires. The pitch goes low for ball number one. Yuri Hervasio wears number 37 for the Lynchburg Hillcats. A 2-0 record on the season, but an ERA of a 7.43. It's his ninth appearance of the year. Some sunshine coming back in the area. That's great to see as Bonassi gives a deep drive out towards center field. Fox moving back to the track will make the grab. Paulino will tag. Fox's throw towards third. It's on the Valdez, but the tag will not be in time as Paulino slides in head first, and it's safe. 90 feet away from home plate is Edison Paulino, and Fox delivered quite the throw from center field. He was out in deep left center, and he delivered a one-hop throw to Yordaz Valdez. It was just off the money to the left a bit. So by the time that Valdez picked up the baseball to try to put the tag back down on Paulino, number nine for Salem already was head first into third. But not a bad throw by Fox, but Bonassi does his job and moves Paulino closer to home. One away here in the bottom of the fifth. Blaze Jordan swings at the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. A 1-of-2 day for Blaze Jordan. He popped up in the first inning out towards Jake Fox and recorded a single back in the third. A base hit will make this a tie ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-1 count. Hervasio steps in, spikes it from the home plate, and Planchard does a great job of protecting the baseball. Puts it in front of his body, right in front of home plate, and the count's now 1-1. And we've seen that multiple times today, especially with Felix Zepeda and Roberto Mexicano. Some pitches coming off the glove, rolling towards the backstop, and runners have come around to score for Lynchburg. That was two of their three runs today. 1-1 pitch, Hervasio fires to Jordan, slow chopper down the third baseline, but foul right over to Luke Mons, manager and third base coach of the Salem Red Sox. So the rain has stopped for the time being, which is excellent news for baseball fans here at the ballpark today. But Jordan can make this a 3-3 ball game. He's able to put the ball in play. 1-2. Pitches away. Jordan will watch it go low for ball number two. And the thing about this is for the Lynchburg Hillcats, their infield is playing on the infield side of the grass. So much closer to the plate than usual. So Jordan's got to make sure he just put it over their heads or past them. There's a huge gap in the middle of the infield. 2-2 pitch. Hervasio fires. Jordan will put this chopper down the third baseline and will stay at 2-2. You know how bad Jordan wants to put the ball in play. He knows all he has to do is put some air underneath of it, give it a little bit of bouncer past the infield, and will score the third run for the Salem Red Sox. They trail 3-2 to Lynchburg for the time being. Both teams even in the hits category. 7 for each side. Two balls, two strikes. Hervasio looks in. He steps and fires, and it's low and inside. Another great block by Blanchard, but the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Well, it's similar to Jacob Webb. Yuri Hervasio definitely has to try to figure out how to grip the baseball, although the rain is not as much of a factor for Hervasio that it was for Jacob Webb. Still can be kind of tough to grip the ball in your hand. Nathan Hickey awaits on deck. Unless some crazy play, you'll get an at-bat in the fifth. 3-2 pitch. It's away. Jordan fouls it off his left foot, and the battle is on. Blaze Jordan and Yuri Hervasio will now have the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Another long at-bat on this Sunday afternoon. You know, when you get to game six of the series, you know, those batters are well in tune, ready to go. 3-2 pitch, Jordan, it's a chopper down the middle of the infield, and it gets through for a base hit. Paulino scores. Jordan thinking second. Fox's throw is not in time. Jordan slides in. A little chopper through the middle of the infield turns into a double for Blaze Jordan. And the Salem Red Sox now have three runs. They tie the Lynchburg Hillcats. And they look to try to snatch their first lead of the day. Second base hit on the afternoon for Blaze Jordan. And now Nathan Hickey at the dish. Big piece of hitting for Blaze Jordan, who has come alive as of late for the Salem Red Sox. Of course, the reigning Carolina League Player of the Week. And now he's in scoring position with Hickey at the plate. First pitch to Nathan Hickey. And it's a breaky ball in the zone for strike number one. Well, our score is now 3-3, Lynchburg between Salem. And the Red Sox have come from behind. Great effort in this ball game. An 0-1 pitch, and Hickey will swing and miss for strike number two. Zero balls and two strikes on the way to Nathan Hickey. Blaze Jordan's double makes it the eighth hit of the day for Salem. 15 combined hits in the first five innings. Great offense on this sixth day. Although Lynchburg brought out their top ace today and Rodney Boone, Salem's still able to get through it as time is called by Nathan Hickey. Talking a bit with Jared Mulman behind the plate. Said, you have to give me the time faster. Hervasio was in the windup already. The 0-2 pitch is low and outside for ball number one. And the count reads 1-2. Jordan at second after the RBI double to knot it up here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. One ball, two strikes. Hervasio fires and just outside. Blanchard gives Jared Mulman a look, thinking that 81-mile-per-hour slider should have gone the strike three call. It didn't. And the count's now 2-2. So Hickey stands in strong, using his patience. 2-2 pitch, and Hickey will slap this up and out of play into the netting down the third baseline. And the count will stay at 2-2. So a little bit of a rain shower coming in the top of the fifth inning. Lynchburg had a golden opportunity to extend their lead with two runners in scoring position. Were unable to do so. So Salem comes in the bottom half of the fifth and ties it up at three apiece. 2-2 pitch. That's low and outside for ball number three. Hervasio, a 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, turns 23 on the first day of July. Three balls and two strikes. Hervasio nods, kicks, delivers. Hickey skies it up towards right center field. Fox working it back to the track, makes the grab. Jordan's going to tag at second. He'll come to third with no play at the base. as it takes about two or three hops to get to Yordan Valdez's glove. So Jordan does move 90 feet in the right direction, and out number two of the inning comes with a Nathan Hickey pop-up. So Nico Cavadez, who led off the fourth inning with a single, will look to try to give the Red Sox their first lead of the game. Infield moves back to their more normal position. First pitch to Cavadez is in the zone for strike number one. And if fans can enjoy it out in left field, a little bit of a rainbow coming down. Looks like I can see the end of it, folks. It's a pretty cool sight out in left. Hopefully that's a good luck charm for the Red Sox. 0-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one, and that will even the count. Bottom of the fifth inning, Lynchburg and Salem tied at three apiece. The Hillcats scored the first three runs of the game in the top of the second. Salem scoring two runs in the bottom of the third and then added one here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1 pitcher, Asio fires. Cavadez reaches and misses for strike number two. And the count goes one ball, two strikes. Well, the Red Sox look to try to come through big time here on the 1-2 pitch. Gervasio fires low and away. It rolls to the backstop. Jordan coming in, and Blanchard can make a throw. The Salem Red Sox lead 4-3 off the pass ball off of Victor Blanchard's left leg. And it wasn't the pretty way of driving in the run, but the Red Sox will take it. And Blaze Jordan slides home without a throw at home, and they now lead 4-3 over the Hillcats. Even count for Nico Cavadez with two balls and two strikes with two away. Gervasio fires high and inside for ball number three. Well, Gervasio had Nico Cavadez right where he wanted him. A 1-2 count, he delivered a slider that got past Blanchard. And Blaze Jordan saw it roll towards the backstop and took off towards home. 3-2 pitch. Cavadez holds on the check swing, according to Elliot Melton, down the first base line. And he will get a free pass towards first. What a recovery at bat for Nico Cavadez. He was down 1-2 in the count. And Gervasio delivered a slider that got through Victor Blanchard, rolled it back, and the catcher made a quick adjustment, threw off the face mask, and went to go get the baseball. And when he tried to throw it back over to Gervasio, never had a great grip on the baseball. So Jordan had an easy slide towards home. Tyler Miller to the plate, and he will take the first pitch down the middle for strike number one. And this inning continues. Start off with the Edison Paulino double, followed by a Blaze Jordan double, and now a walk by Nico Cavadez. 0-1 pitch to Miller, and fouls this off into the screen for strike number two. So the Red Sox have fought back from being down three runs, and they enjoy a 4-3 lead in the bottom half of the fifth. 0-2 count to Miller. Gervasio fires, and it goes away for ball number one. Miller's a 186 hitter on the season with four home runs, 14 RBIs. Looks to try to add in both those categories. Cavadez takes off, pitches low, throw from Blanchard down to Tolentino, not in time. Cavadez thought he beat out the throw as he slid in, but Elliot Melton on the base path called him out as Tolentino got the glove down right before Cavadez's feet hit the bag. But the Salem Red Sox lead 4-3 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Jacob Webb will come out for another inning of work. Well, Salem has fought back from being down, but can they hold on to the lead? They'll have the bottom of the order coming up with Joe Donovan, Wilfrey Peralta, and Luis Durango. That's next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the sixth inning, as the Salem Red Sox use a two-run bottom half of the fifth to take a 4-3 lead over their 460 rivals. Joe Donovan, Wilfried Peralta, and Luis Durango all due up for the Hillcats here in this half inning. First pitch from Webb goes low of the zone for ball number one. A 24-pitched inning by Jacob Webb back in the fifth when he came in for his first inning of work. And the 1-0 pitch goes up and away for ball number two. So much drier elements for Jacob Webb than his last time up, where he had a little bit of a sun shower occurring. As the 2-0 goes low and away for ball number three. So the Red Sox have stuck in there pretty strong for the time being, but the 3-0 pitch will go low for ball number four. And it's a four-pitch walk to start off the inning as Joe Donovan makes his way down to first base. First on-base appearance today for Joe Donovan as well. Started the game off 0-2. He popped up to Tyler Miller in left field and then went down swinging in the third. So Wilfried Peralta, who's had a very good day for the Hillcats, will watch the first pitch just go outside for ball number one. Five straight balls thrown from Jacob Webb to start off this top of the sixth inning. Two singles by Peralta in the in this game. One in the second, one in the fourth. As the 1-0 pitch goes outside for ball number two. And after six straight balls to start off the top of the sixth, Gilberto Mexicano comes up to Jacob Webb to talk some things over. Very reasonable conversation. As Webb delivered 16 strikes in his 24 pitches in the fifth inning. But in his six pitches so far today, none of them have hit the zone. So a 2-0 count to Peralta. We'll see how the batter takes this next approach, but the pitch goes upstairs for ball number three. Seven straight balls to start off the inning. As Webb goes with the rosin bag to try to improve the grip. Here comes a 3-0 pitch, and it's upstairs for ball number four. Eight straight balls thrown from Jacob Webb, and Luke Mons has seen enough. First two batters of the inning are on for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Joey Stock will come out of the bullpen in left field to try to get through the sixth inning. Salem leads Lynchburg 4-3 here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 4-3 in the top of the sixth, but a little bit of concern growing here in this half inning as the first two Hillcats batters, Joe Donovan and Wilfried Peralta, were walked on four pitch at bats. And now Durango showing the bunt sign. He pulls back as the first pitch is low for ball number one. Joey Stock in the game now to pitch for the Salem Red Sox. A right-handed pitcher out of Minnesota looking to try to get out of this frame. 1-0 pitch. Durango showing bunt. He fouls it down the third baseline. And the count's even at one ball and one strike. Joey Stock has a 1-1 record on the year with a 2.88 ERA. It's his 13th appearance out for the Salem Red Sox. He has one start on the season. He has two saves on three opportunities. And the 1-1 pitch, Durango lifts it up but goes foul into the netting behind the plate for strike number two. 25 innings pitched for Stock on the year, allowing 19 hits, 8 earned runs, walking 11 batters and striking out 29. Opponents hit 204 against Stock on the year. So one ball and two strikes after Durango's two bunt attempts went foul. 1-2 pitch. He slaps this one to fair play. Paulino can't get a great glove on it. Shuffles back to second. The throw is not in time. Bonassi is standing there imitating his Jordan pose, shrugging his shoulders and saying, "How did I not get the tag down in time? My foot was on the bag. I caught the baseball before Peralta slid in." But Elton Melton said, "No, you didn't. It was not in time." So every base runner is safe at their respectable bags. So Joe Donovan at third base, Peralta at second, and Durango at first. That was a pretty bang-bang play. Bonassi, the second baseman, thought he had the ball in his glove before you saw Peralta slide into second. And now Yordes Valdez will swing on the first pitch and miss for strike number one. So they ruled that as an infield, actually more like a fielder's choice, it has to be, right? Now they gave him a single as Valdez will put this in play. Backhand attempt by Cavadez, throw at the plate on the money to Yoberto Mexicano. Donovan ruled out on the force out, but each base runner remaining is safe, so the bases will remain loaded, but there's one out in the frame now. We've seen it already today that on a fielder's choice, Nico Cavadez went back towards home to get the runner out at the plate. That one was a little bit easier for Mexicano. All he had to do was catch the baseball and plant his right foot on the plate because it was a force out instead of a chance to get him out at the plate. As the first pitch of Jake Fox is low for ball number one. So still a scary situation for Salem as the 1-0 pitch dips into the zone for strike number one. Peralta at third, Durango at second, Valdez at first. 1-1 pitch, Fox skies it up towards right field. Keir Meredith comes in, makes the catch. The runner will tag. Here's the throw from Meredith. It's cut off by Cavadez. The tying run scores, and Wilfried Peralta, and it's now Lynchburg 4, Salem 4. Durango tags from second to third. Valdez holds at first. Well, Meredith made sure to get the necessary job done and just get the catch for the second out of the inning. Throw was going to be a little short of the plate. But Lynchburg, who is now not up at four apiece, can even take the lead here. With Jorge Burgos at the plate, swings on the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball up and in. And Burgos just could not catch up with the heat. Joey Stock, who has picked up two outs since coming into the game, will fire the 0-1 pitch, and it's low for ball number one. Burgos is 1-3 today. Got a single back in the fifth inning, grounded out in the first, and struck out swinging in the second. Runners on the corners for the Hillcats. And the 1-1 pitch from Stock is away, and check swing by Burgos. And Jared Mulman said he went far enough for it to be counted as a swinging strike. And the count is 1-2. Luis Durango at third base. So, you know, if you're Mexicano, you got to make sure that ball is stopped if it goes low. 1-2 pitch. Valdez takes off. Burgos swings and misses for strike number three, and that will end the sixth inning. Well, it was a tough start by the Salem Red Sox that allowed the first three batters to get on, but then they were able to get an out at the plate, able to get the second out with the pop-up, although Lynchburg did tie it up at four apiece, but then Stock able to get the inning over with a big punch-out in the sixth. So we're going to move to the bottom of the sixth inning, folks, and we have ourselves a tied baseball game. It's Lynchburg 4, Salem 4, as the Red Sox try to regain the lead here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox are tied up at four apiece here on MILB.TV. Andy Losey here in the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us today on this Sunday evening as the first pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Here's that Bronny Munoz is now in the pitch for the Lynchburg Hillcats, so the second Hillcats pitcher out of the right field bullpen. First right-handed pitcher we're seeing today from Lynchburg. Miller takes a big swing on the 1-0 pitch, and he misses for strike number one. So instead, it's actually 40. It is Hugo Villalobos instead, number 45, as Miller takes the 1-1 pitch outside for ball number two. Well, Miller was at the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning, but his at-bat did not come to an end as Nico Cavadez was caught stealing, as Miller will watch the 2-1 pitch just go outside for ball number three. So Villalobos is in a pretty tough situation, a 4-4 ball game, and he fires a 3-1 pitch low and outside for ball number four. A five-pitch walk to Tyler Miller, and the leadoff batter is on for the Salem Red Sox to start off the six. Villalobos is a 2-1 pitcher on the season. That is two wins and one loss. An ERA of a 2.57. He's made eight appearances this season for the Lynchburg Hillcats. He has a save and a hold. He's also pitched 14 innings as well for the Hillcats, giving up 12 hits and four earned runs. Sykes takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one, and the count will start off 1-0. Villalobos has walked 7 batters and has struck out 18 this season, and opponents hit 226 against the right-handed pitcher out of Panama City. The 1-0 pitch goes low and away for ball number 2, and now the first 7 pitches that Villalobos has thrown today, 6 of them have missed the zone. Tyler Miller at first base after the leadoff walk. Sykes 0-2 today, looks to get on base for the first time. As he'll watch a 2-0 pitch just miss upstairs for ball number 3. The slow ground out that Victor Blanchard picked up with his bare hand and threw down to Peralta at first, and followed by a swinging strike down the 4th. 3-0 pitch, and Villalobos will deliver a strike in the zone to make the count 3 balls and 1 strike. 4-4 is our score. Tyler Miller is the leading run for the Salem Red Sox. 3-1 count, pitches away to Sykes, and it's outside for ball number 4. A throw down to first base, but it doesn't matter, as Miller will have a free pass towards second as the pitch missed low and away for ball number 4. So 10 pitches, 8 balls, 2 walks from Hugo Villalobos, and the leading run for the Red Sox is in scoring position. And Roberto Mexicano, who is 2-of-2 today for the Salem Red Sox, will come to the plate. Singled back in the 3rd inning and doubled in the 4th. And his batting average, folks, is now to 246. It started at 222 today. And approaching that 250 mark. First pitch of the at-bat. Spikes in front of home plate, and time is actually called by Mexicano. I only looked up out of the scorecard and was looking at Villalobos, and it was the most casual wind-up and release I've seen in a long time. And I said to myself, what is this pitch going to be? But it was actually time requested by Mexicano. First pitch of the at-bat, it's straight down but low for ball number 1. And Villalobos is having a difficult time trying to find the zone, so Victor Blanchard will hustle on out to the rubber and talk things over with his relief pitcher. 4-4 is our score in the bottom of the 6th inning. And what has been a back-and-forth battle once again between these two rivals, Sam and Lynchburg, both trying to finish off the week strong. The Red Sox can go back-to-back in the win column, which has not been the case at home since the first series of the year against the Hillcats, when they won 3 straight against this Lynchburg side to open up the season. A 2-1 pitch, or should I say the 2-0 pitch, is fouled off into the netting to make the count 2 balls and 1 strike. Good opportunity for Salem with Tyler Miller at second and Phillip Sykes at first. Both were walked onto the base paths. 2-1 pitch, Mexicano puts it down the third baseline, but just jumps foul, and the count is 2-2. A couple of feet to the right, and Mexicano comes through once again for the Salem Red Sox and gives them the lead. But we stay at a 4-4 score, and the count goes to 2-2. Nobody out so far in the bottom of the 6th. As Villalobos is trying to change that script. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, and he gets him looking for strike number 3. The 12-6 curveball that was released at 71 miles per hour gets the job done on Roberto Mexicano, and it's good enough to get the first out of the 6. First reverse K we've seen today from either side. And now Keir Meredith, who is 0-2 today, will step up. First pitch on the way to Meredith is in the zone for strike number 1. Just catch the upstart of the zone. A little words coming from the Salem Red Sox dugout, thinking that pitch was called a ball earlier on, in their opinion. But the count is 0-1. Villalobos fires on the way to Meredith, and the pitch is in there for strike number 2. Keir Meredith struck out swinging in the 3rd inning and then lined one out to Luis Durango in right field back in the 4th. As he's looking to try to get his first base hit of the day. 306 on the season for Keir Meredith. 0-2 pitch, and it goes low into the outside. Both runners take off. Throw down to third. Not in time. Yordiz Valdez thought he had the tag down on Tyler Miller, but the Auburn University baseball alum was just able to slide into the base in time to move to third. Meanwhile, Phillip Sykes moves from first to second. So now if you're Meredith, let's get a loud out, and he can make this a 5-4 ball game. Obviously, he wants a little more than that. 1-2 pitch. Meredith will hold on a pitch low and inside for ball number two. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meredith with 5 RBIs this season for Salem. No home runs for the Red Sox. The Lynchburg infield presses in a bit. Just on the inside grass portion of the infield. 2-2. Hot shot up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. Miller scores. Sykes turns at third. He touches home. The Salem Red Sox lead 6-4 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. A 2-RBI single by Keir Meredith comes through in a big-time situation, and that's now the second time in this game where the Red Sox take advantage of a pressed infield from the Lynchburg Hillcats. Just put the ball down the middle of the field. Good things will happen. Blaze Jordan did it in the fifth. Keir Meredith does it here in the sixth. And the Red Sox enjoy their largest lead of the night. It's 2 as Paulino swings and misses on strike number 1. So 6-4 Salem. Meredith picks up RBI 6 and 7 in 2022. Has a little bit of a lead at first base as the 0-1 is chopped down the first baseline, but foul, and the count drops to 0-2. One away here in the bottom of the sixth. Red Sox looking to try to go back-to-back. Picked up a 9-5 win last night after losing their first 4 games of the series. It was a 5-game losing streak for the Red Sox as the 0-2 breaking ball dips right into the zone for strike number 3. The second time this inning that Villalobos went with the breaking ball, and it got Gilberto Mexicano, and this time it gets Edison Paulino looking for the second out of the frame. And that was a hard out to get for Edison Paulino, who was 2 of 2 before that at bat. He was 3 of 3 on getting on base successfully in his plate appearances. That's the first out of the day. Now Villalobos back with the curveball. And it gets him for strike number 1 on Brian Bonassi. 1 of 3 day. A single in the third. Popped up in the first and then grounded out in the fifth. Big swing amidst by Bonassi as he makes the count 0-2. Villalobos loves that off-speed delivery. It looks like a 12-6 curveball that sits low 70s. We've seen a 71, 72, 73 all day long. Goes fastball, 2-hop chopper over to Frias, who collects it, tosses it over to Peralta at first in time for the third out of the inning. But the Salem Red Sox regain the lead in the bottom of the sixth as they pick up 2 runs thanks to Keir Meredith's 2 RBI single with 1 out and that frame. We move into the last 3 innings of the game. The Salem Red Sox sitting good right now, up by 2. But Joey Stock coming back in for another inning of work. He looks to hold on to the Salem Red Sox lead. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We move to the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead the Lynchburg Killcats 6-4 on the Sunday evening action of the Carolina League. Milan Tolentino, Victor Planchart, and Dayan Frias, 4-5-6 in the Hillcats order, will all come to the plate here in the seventh inning. Again, clutch time here at Carilion Clinic Field. And we'll see the middle of the order, which has been a reliable source of the Lynchburg offense this series, has come up to the plate. First pitch to Tolentino is just outside for ball number one. Joey Stock came in and did an incredible job in the sixth inning as the 1-0 pitch just misses outside for ball number two. He delivered 13 pitches, 10 of them were strikes. He stepped up to the rubber after Jacob Webb walked the first two batters of the inning, and only one run came across for the Hillcats. Tolentino fouls off the 2-0 pitch into the screen for strike number one. The Lynchburg shortstop is one of three today. He singled his last time up in the fifth. 2-1 pitch to Tolentino, right down Broadway, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball, brings the count to an even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stock and the Red Sox looking to get their first out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch. Tolentino lifts this down the left field foul line, dancing with fair territory, but just a few feet foul. Great effort from Tyler Miller to hustle down to his right side, going all the way to the line. But when the ball fell, it was about 2 or 3 feet left of the left field foul line, and that's all the distance that the Red Sox needed to exhale after Tolentino may have gotten a two-bagger to start off the seventh inning. Two-two count as Tolentino trying to dry off the handle of the bat. Still a little wet down in the field after we had a little bit of showers come through in the top of the fifth. 2-2 pitch, and it's just high for ball number three. Meccano could not glove it. Wonder if that had a little bit to do with the call or not. But the count does run full for Milan Tolentino. Now hitting .377 on the season for Lynchburg. Just one of the best hitters we've seen in the Carolina League. 3-2 pitch, and now he skies it up to left field. Moving back to the wall is Miller. He looks up, and it is gone. Milan Tolentino has his first home run in 2022. It goes opposite field, and it cuts the two-run deficit in half. It's Salem 6, it's Lynchburg 5. It's his second hit of the afternoon for the Hillcats, and it's a big one. And once again, although the Salem Red Sox are able to add some runs offensively in the bottom half frames, Lynchburg find a way to come back in the next half inning, and they find some offense in the first at-bat of the inning. First pitch to Victor Planchart locked him up. Starting to go on the swing, but did not fully commit. But it was in the zone for strike number one. 0-1 pitch. Planchart once again holds back. But this time the pitch was low for ball number one. Planchart is one of three today as well. Although it's almost reverse style of Tolentino. He got a single in his first at-bat and was popped up to Phillip Sykes in a second at-bat and went down swinging back in the fifth. 1-1 pitch finds the zone for strike number two. Makes the count 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stock looking into the zone. Steps and fires, and Planchart swings and misses. Off the glove of Meccano, steps up, collects the baseball, and fires a dart down to Cavadas at first to get the drop third strikeout. So for Joey Stock, that is strikeout number two on the day. And although Planchart, we've seen him hustle a bit this series, picked up his first triple of the year earlier on the week. Unable to get to first base in time. And the Red Sox grab out number one. So Dayan Frias, who is 0-1 today, will step up and swing at the first pitch and miss for strike number one. He walked in his first two plate appearances. One that came in the second, the other that came in the third. And most recent at-bat popped up to Phillip Sykes. Frias fouls off the 0-1 pitch down the first baseline, bringing the count to 0-2. 6-5 is our score. Salem Red Sox lead the Lynchburg Hillcats in the top of the seventh inning. Stock steps into it. DeFrias going to check swing. They said he did. And then he kind of picks up the ball, tags Frias for out number two. It's another drop third strike, but this time Frias made no effort to get down the first base line. And after giving up a home run to Milan Tolentino, Stock has looked locked in the last two batters that he has faced. We'll now see Joe Donovan come to the plate. First right-handed batter of the inning against the right-handed Joey Stock, but he pitches one outside for ball number one. Just like the Salem Red Sox, the Lynchburg Hillcats using a plethora of their left-handed batters today as the 1-0 pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. Stock has three strikeouts today. And while Joe Donovan has gone down swinging at one at-bat, that came in the third. And this one, he put a hot shot grounder over to Paulito, gloves it from his knees, tries to make a throw to Cavadas, one hopper to first, but Donovan gets there in time. It's an infield single for Joe Donovan, and with two outs, the Lynchburg Hillcats pick up a base runner. It's the tying run in Joe Donovan. And now Wilfrey Peralta, who bats eighth in the order, but is having a splendid day so far for the Hillcats, will come up to the plate. Two singles. He's two of two today. He walked in his last at-bat in the sixth. Stock checks back in on Donovan, but no tag assessed from Cavadas. Top of the seventh inning, Salem leads Lynchburg 6-5. Last four half innings, we've seen some runs get him across. It spikes in front of home plate. Mayakano gets it with the left shoulder, but not enough as Donovan takes off towards second and gets in there standing up on a pitch that was low for ball number one. So the tying run for the Hillcats moves into scoring position, and Wilfrey Peralta's at bat now turns to a 1-0 count. 35-minute rain delay before this game got underway on Sunday. 1-0 pitch just goes low and outside for ball number two. So number eight in the order doing a marvelous job today. Another great night of the 8-9 hitters. Luis Durango having quite the day as well as Peralta will foul off the 2-0 pitch as it rolls into the backstop for strike number one. Two balls, one strike. Two away in the top of the seventh. Salem looking to try to go into the bottom of half of this inning with the lead. Although it's not for certain right now. 2-1 count, Stock fires high and inside. Peralta having to move out of the batter's box just a bit as the count goes to 3-1. They tie it up 6 apiece here in the top of the seventh. The third single of the day for Wilfrey Peralta. It's his eighth, or should I say, his now ninth RBI of the season. And now he's the leading run for the Hillcats at first. Nick Green comes out to talk with Joey Stock and Gilberto Mexicano. I mean, what a back-and-forth battle we've had so far today. Lynchburg grabbing the first three runs of the game in the top of the second inning before Salem gets two in the bottom of the third. And then the Red Sox take their first lead of the afternoon with two runs in the bottom of the fifth. They go up 4-3. Lynchburg fights back, scores a run in the top of the sixth. Then Salem scores two in the bottom of the sixth before Lynchburg comes all the way back with two in the top of the seventh, and we're all knotted up at six. First pitch, Luis Durango is low and inside for ball number one. Number 17 of the Hillcats is 2 of 3 today, doubled in his first at-bat, singled in his most recent at-bat. Grounded out towards Miguel Suero earlier on as well. 1-0 pitch as Durango will put this to the right side. The infielder gets through for a base hit. Peralta holds at second, so Durango holds at first, and the inning continues for the Hillcats. Three straight singles for the Hillcats from the bottom three of their order. And now Yordes Valdez will have a chance to try to give the Hillcats their first lead since being up 3-2 in the top of the fifth. Well, these last four games have been quite possibly the best four games of baseball at Salem Memorial Ballpark this season. Whenever you think that a team is sitting comfortably, the other one just comes back with three runs or so as the first pitch to Valdez is inside for ball number one. Even though Lynchburg has won this series, I'm willing to go down without a fight as Stock delivers a strike at 90 miles per hour on the lower outside edge. Hillcats can go into next week with the division lead. It's actually already wrapped up. They would have a half-game lead. It can get to as much as a game and a half. As the 1-1 pitch hits upstairs for ball number two, it's much bigger for Salem to try to get the win today because with the win over the Hillcats, they'll move within 2.5 games of the division lead as they take on the Fredericksburg Nationals next week. 2-1 pitch, and he delivers it low and outside for ball number three, and Valdez has a hitter's pitch coming up. Folks did a little pregame research. Steven Strasburg will start his rehab assignment with the Fredericksburg Nationals on Tuesday against the Salem Red Sox side. 3-1 pitch. Valdez puts it in play. Slow roller. Cavada's backhand gloves it. Tosses it to Stock, who touches first base for the third out of the inning. So the Hillcats strand two base runners, but they erase the two-run deficit, and they make it a 6-6 ball game as we head into the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll have Blaze Jordan, Nathan Hickey, Nico Gavadas up next here on MILB.TV. It is the bottom of the seventh inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we are all knotted up at six between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Tyler Thornton in the pitch for the Hillcats, and he delivers a first pitch upstairs for ball number one against Blaze Jordan. A 2-of-3 day for the number three batter in the order for the Salem Red Sox. Singled in the third, doubled in the fifth, and the 1-0 pitch is low and away for ball number two. Well, Thornton has an ERA that he's going to try to bring down a little bit, a 12.46 on the season. Three appearances, 4 1/3 of an innings pitched, allowing 5 hits and 6 earned runs as the 2-0 goes upstairs and over the glove of Victor Blanchard into the backstop for ball number three. So this could be a very convenient way for the Salem Red Sox to get the leading runner on base. Blaze Jordan get aboard. He has a nice 3-0 count lead. So Hugo Villalobos' day has come to an end. Gave up 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th. 3-0 pitch right down the middle for strike number one. A 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Thornton's right hand. Tyler Thornton, 21-year-old out of San Diego, California. The 3-1 pitch, and Jordan will foul it off into the screen down the first base line for strike number two. Jordan has become a staple in this lineup. Another multi-hit day for Blaze Jordan, who's now batting 270 for the Salem Red Sox. 3-2 pitch. Thornton steps in and delivers, and Jordan watches go low and inside for ball number four. What an excellent take from Blaze Jordan. That one just missed the zone, and instead of trying to be aggressive on the swing, he used his eyesight, knew it was going to go low and inside, and didn't bite the bait, and he gets a free pass towards first, and the lead batter is on. Third straight on-base appearance for Blaze Jordan as well. And Nathan Hickey, who is 0-3 today, will try to turn that script around with this at-bat. First pitch Hickey takes, it's high and inside. Oh, it's in the zone. My apologies, thought it was high and inside. Delayed call there from Jared Mulman. Made the count 0-1. Just grab that top inside corner. Get the first strike call of the at-bat. That one is inside for ball number one. Knew that one as Hickey tried to dodge a fastball that was going in hot. Right back with that fastball at 94 miles per hour. So Lindsberg looks to be using a good amount of their bullpen today. We've seen four pitchers for the Salem Red Sox today. As Hickey will swing through on the 1-1 breaker, make the count 1-2. Meanwhile, for the Hillcats, this is their fourth pitcher of the game as well. We got to see two full innings of Joey Stock. Wonder if we're going to get him in the eighth. After giving up two runs in the top of the seventh. 1-2. Pitch on the way to Hickey, and it's low and inside. And he gets through Victor Blanchard. Rolls all the way to the backstop. Jordan gets the second. Maybe had a thought of going towards third, but Blanchard got there quick enough to hold Jordan at second. But the good news for the Red Sox is you now have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. 2-2, and the folks that are just tuning on in, it's a 6-6 ball game. Salem and Lynchburg tied up. And it's turned into whoever bats last is probably going to win this baseball game. That's kind of how the mojo has been. 2-2 pitch, Hickey with the dribble over to Tolentino. Thought about going to third, but takes the force-out option at first as he gets to throw to Peralta in time for the inning's first out. Jordan gets to third, standing up. And now with one out in the frame, Blaze Jordan's 90 feet away from giving the Salem Red Sox another lead in the contest. For a moment there, I was wondering if Tolentino was going to try to test out that arm and gun it down to Yordes Valdez at third. But then said, I'll just take the easy out at first. And Nico Cavadez, who comes to the plate with the 1-2 day, takes the first pitch for strike number one. So Jordan got on with the walk, got the second on the pass ball, and then a fielder's choice by Hickey moves him to third. 0-1 pitch to Cavadez, and it hits the batter. Got him on the right leg. Maybe have been even the back side of the right leg. But that puts runners on the corners with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Now, that could be a good play for the Salem Red Sox. Although no one ever wants to be hit by a pitch. You know, you get another runner aboard. But now a double play ball is in effect. So the middle infielders drop back a bit. The corner infielder still staying pretty close to the grass portion of the infield as Miller requests for some time to step out and get a practice swing in. So you have Valdez on the tip of the grass out at third base. You have Wilfried Peralta covering first base as Nico Cavadez has a little bit of a lead. But Dan Frias and Milan Tolentino stepping back just a little bit. First pitch to Miller, and it's low and inside, and Blanchard with an excellent block. Keep the ball from rolling past his leg, and the count goes 1-0. Remember, Blaze Jordan has already scored from third base on a pass ball today. I actually tied the game up for the time being back in the bottom of the fifth as Miller swings on the 1-0 and misses for strike number one. Well, we thought we were going to have some maybe thunderstorms rolling through the area. It started raining a bit in the top of the fifth inning. We already had a 35-minute rain delay. But look out to right field. That's really been our indicator this season if we're going to get hit with some weather or not. But it's looking pretty clear for the time being as the 1-1 pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. Turned out to be a nice evening here at Salem, Virginia. a wet weekend here at the ballpark. And looking ahead for the weather, although the Salem Red Sox hit the road, for the people that are listening in Southwest Virginia, it's going to be a rainy week as well. Next 3 days look to be pretty wet as a 2-1 pitch goes low for ball number three. Hitter's pitch coming up for Miller. He might try to get this opportunity to get the ball a good drive. When he makes contact, it's actually pretty good. A 186 hitter on the year, but he has four home runs as time is called as Dayan Frias ties his right shoe at second. Very little wind happening at the ballpark right now. Might be blowing out towards left field. We have runners on the corners in a 6-6 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Sam and Lynchburg in game six of the six-game series. 3-1 pitch, and Miller will take it, and it catches the upstairs edge of the zone for strike number two. Miller already dropped the bat, was starting to loosen up the shin guard. But Jerry Mulman said, not so fast. And now payoff pitch to Miller. 3-2 pitch, Thornton fires, and Miller will chop it down the first baseline foul to keep the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luke Montz at third base. Clapping, trying to get Tyler Miller going. Phillip Sykes awaits on deck unless double play ends his inning. 3-2 pitch, and Miller will take it upstairs for ball number four, and the bases are loaded for Phillip Sykes. Great at bat from Tyler Miller. Used the patience, and he gets rewarded with a free pass towards first. And now it looks as if Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach of the Lynchburg Hillcats, will come and talk with Tyler Thornton. Believe it or not, no runs have come across just yet, but even though that has really helped his ERA. He got one out, and that dropped his ERA by almost a whole point. It's still at 11.57, but Thornton is in a little bit of a tough situation, right? He's got the bases loaded with one out. Blaze Jordan's at third base, Nico Cavada's at second, and Tyler Miller at first. Phillip Sykes is 0-2 today. Went with a ground out in the third, where Planchard delivered a laser over to Peralta at first. Went down swinging in the fourth, and then walked in the sixth. And so a long meeting between Kevin Arminio and the Lynchburg Hillcats defense will come to an end as Jared Mulman steps in and says time is up. And Sykes will now step into the batter's box. Corner infield is playing in tight. Middle infield is playing a little bit back, just like we did, like we saw in that last at-bat where Tyler Miller was at the plate. Now he's at first. First pitch to Sykes. He pops it up. Question is this enough distance? It's going now towards right field. Duranko makes the catch. Jordan gets the green light. Here comes the throw. It's cut off by Peralta, and Jordan scores, and the Salem Red Sox have regained the lead. Sykes' sacrifice fly scores Blaze Jordan, and it's now Salem 7, Lynchburg 6. Well, Sykes is a right-handed batter, and he sent it opposite field, out towards right, which is a good recipe for a runner at third to tag up. And by the way, Nico Cavadez nor Tyler Miller tagged at second or first, though they remain at those bases. And now Yoboto Mexicano comes to the plate. Time called here from Jaron Mulman. I think he may have held up a 1-0. Yeah, Tyler Thornton taking a little too long to get into the windup. So an infraction on the Lynchburg pitcher makes the count 1-0 as Mexicano's first pitch that he sees goes high and inside, causing him to spin out of the batter's box and avoid being hit. 2-0 count. Salem has once again jumped on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Thornton steps in and delivers. Mexicano takes a big swing, and he misses for strike number one. Mexicano has been a reliable batter all day for the Salem Red Sox. He singled back in the third, doubled in the fourth. He went down looking, though, in the sixth. Looks to try to produce some two-out magic, though, here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 pitch from Thornton, and it's low for ball number three. For those that are just tuning back in, the sacrifice fly by Phillip Sykes scoring Blaze Jordan makes it a 7-6 ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Time is called as Tyler Thornton steps off the rubber. Thornton has one of those unique styles. It almost as if his back is turned to the batter. As he looks down, his body is more positioned at 2 o'clock if you're looking at home as 12, as the 3-1 pitch is upstairs for ball number 4, and the bases are loaded again with Keir Meredith stepping up to the plate. The third walk of the inning from Tyler Thornton, and Meredith, who came through with a 2 RBI single back in the 6th, has another opportunity to drive it in a couple RBIs here in the 7th. That's his first and only hit of the day, as he struck out swinging in the 3rd and lined one out to Durango at right in the 4th. First pitch of the at-bat, Meredith will take it low and inside for ball number 1. Thornton trying to figure out that zone, and most importantly, trying to locate that fastball better. 25 pitches. It's 26 pitches now. 11 of them have been strikes. 15 balls, and most of those fastballs have the heat, mid-90s, but most of them going low and away. 1-0 pitch, and that goes upstairs. The 76-mile-per-hour breaker misses for the count to go to 2 balls and 0 strikes. Well, Cavadas clapping his hands at 3rd. And the way this at-bat is going, Keir Meredith is halfway there of giving Salem an 8-6 lead if his patience is able to continue. See what Thornton delivers on the 2-0 pitch. It spikes in front of home plate for ball number 3. Good balk by Planchard to keep the ball in front of his body. But now Thornton has something to worry about now, because if he throws another pitch outside the zone, not only it's his 4th walk of the inning to a Salem Red Sox batter, but it makes it an 8-6 ball game with the bases being loaded. Cavada's at 3rd, Miller at 2nd, and Mexicano at 1st. 3-0 pitch, and it's in the zone for strike number 1. And Luke Maas is frustrated as Keir Meredith, I believe, was either asking for time, maybe the pitch clock was coming to an end. And Motz is frustrated. He was talking to Jared Molman, and now he has run out to Elliot Melton, our base path umpire today, who is standing to the back right side of Tyler Thornton. And now Motz is talking with Jared Molman, the home plate umpire. Well, the pitch was in the zone for strike number 1. So the count now goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Didn't really exactly figure out there what Luke Maas was all upset about, but hey, the 3-1 pitch is low for ball number 4, and everyone moves 90 feet in the right direction as Keir Meredith walks, which drives in Nico Cavadas, and it's now Salem 8, Lynchburg 6. And that might do it there for Tyler Thornton, as it appears that Omar Santos is coming up to the rubber. And they hand the baseball over. So Thornton cannot get out of the inning. And Lynchburg will make another call to the bullpen. 2/3 of an inning for Tyler Thornton. He walks 4 batters in the frame. And the Salem Red Sox enjoy an 8-6 lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats. That's 3 straight innings of 2 runs coming across for the Red Sox. They're enjoying it so far right now. We have the top of the order coming up with Edison Paulino, and the bases will be loaded with Tyler Miller at 3rd, Gilberto Mexicano at 2nd, and Keir Meredith at 1st. You wouldn't want to miss it. We'll continue on the other side of this break here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bases loaded for Edison Paulino as Elvis Jersey steps into the game and he fires a first pitch strike right down the middle with the 77-mile-per-hour breaker. 0-1 record on the season for Jersey, a 1.93 ERA. It's his 10th appearance of the year. He has three saves on the season and is 9 1/3 of work as Paulino will swing on a pitch that spiked in front of home plate. Got enough of it, though, to put it in play until it rolled foul down the first baseline for strike number two. One of those Vladimir Guerrero swings where I remember when he played on the Baltimore Orioles, tried to reach out on a pitch that was low. Still put it in play, got a single out of it, kind of like Paulino did right there. Count goes 0-2. Jersey steps in. Paulino puts it in play until it dances foul down the third baseline. Keep the count at 0-2. Quite a day for Paulino. 2 of 3. Started off with a walk, then got a single and a double until he was struck out looking in the sixth. Scorecard looking quite crowded in these last few innings because six runs have scored. Miller dashes a bit down the line but holds as the 0-2 pitch is popped up and foul down the third baseline. Kids run the bases after the game today, so all the youthful crowd sticking around here at the ballpark. It's great that we're also going to be able to, for the time being, look at the weather. Looks like we might get this game done. I know, believe it or not, might actually have a delay during the game. Seems kind of rare. 0-2 pitch, Paulino pops it up down the left field. Will be a tough play for Burkos, who comes in and makes the catch for out number three. So the Salem Red Sox strand all three base runners, but they take an 8-6 lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats. And the question is now, can the Red Sox hold on to the lead? Because they haven't been able to do so in the last two innings. But you know what they always say, folks? Third time is the charm. We'll have a new pitcher coming out of the left field bullpen. Salem leads 8-6 over Lynchburg. We'll see if they get one step closer to getting the job done on the series. We'll find out when we come back here on MILB.TV. It is the top of the eighth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox lead the Hillcats 8-6. Six more outs to go for the Salem Red Sox, but that is a far-fetched statement of how this game has gone today as Jake Fox swings on the first pitch. Three-hop grounded to Bonassi, throw over to Gavadas in time for the first out of the inning. Great play. They start off the eighth by the Red Sox defense. Fox with the speed down the first base line, but Bonassi able to track it down and make a solid throw over to Gavadas to get out number one. Graham Hoffman is into the game now, pitching for the Salem Red Sox. Got the first out, and then he fires a first pitch strike on the way to Jorge Burgos. 1-4 day for Jorge Burgos. He got a single back in the fifth, a pair of strikeout swingings, and he grounded out back in the first. 0-1 pitch, and Burgos goes on the appeal down the first baseline to Elian Melton. Make the count 0-2. Wasn't initially called a strike by Jaron Mullman, but got some assistance from his partner. 0-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball number one. Hoffman is a new face around here in Salem, Virginia. 0-1-1 record in his two prior appearances. 9.00 ERA, 2 innings pitched, 6 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, as the 1-2 pitch misses the zone for ball number two. So even count of 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Daylight quickly vanishing here in Salem, Virginia. The lights are turned on here at the ballpark. 2-2 pitch, and that's low and inside for ball number three. So Hoffman was given the loss in his first appearance for the Salem Red Sox. Made another one later in the week, looking a lot better. Christopher Troy and Graham Hoffman both activated on the Salem Red Sox roster on the same time. And have had 3 appearances each this week. Burgos rips a 3-2 pitch over to right field. Goes over Bonassi's head for a base hit. And with one out on the board, the Hillcats have a runner at first. Tying run to the plate now. And Milan Tolentino, who is 2-4 today in his last time off, he led off the 7th inning with a solo shot to left field. That was actually his first home run of the season. And it was his 19th RBI of the year as well. So with one out on the board, Hoffman fires a pitch that goes low for ball number one towards Hoffman, bringing the count to 1-0. 8-6 is our score. Salem leading Lynchburg. For the Red Sox, head out to Fredericksburg to take on the Nationals. Should be a fun battle between those two sides. 1-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number one. First time this season that Fredericksburg and Salem are meeting one another. We'll meet each other 24 times this season, but the 6-game series is 1-2 that come in the first half of the year. 1-1 pitch, and Tolentino puts a grounder. It's over to Bonassi. Can't glove it. Throw to Paulino in time for the force out at second. Paulino can't turn for the double play, but they get the lead runner out, and that makes it 2 outs in the inning. Might have had a chance at the double play. Bonassi could have fielded the ball a little better at second, but it came so hot to the second baseman's glove that it just ricocheted off the leather. And for his ability to turn towards second at that speed is quite impressive in itself. So the inning continues after Tolentino hustles it out down first. And now Victor Planchard takes the first pitch strike. 1-4 day for Planchard. He started it off with a single back in the second, but since then he popped up to Sykes and then went down swinging in the fifth and then dropped third strike in the seventh. So back-to-back punch-outs against Victor Planchard, the 0-1 pitch, and he fouls it into the screen to make the count 0-2. Graham Hoffman has to do a tall order against the 2-3-4, now 5-part of the Lynchburg Hillcats batting order. 0-2 count, Hoffman steps and delivers, and the pitch is low for ball number one. Before that pitch went low, 75% of his pitches were in the strike zone. Now 8 of his 13 pitches have been counted as strikes. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Graham sets and fires the 1-2, and it's low and inside on the 88-mile-per-hour fastball. The count even of 2-2 with 2 away. Juice is wild here in the top of the 8th. It's an 8-6 ball game. Sam trying to keep that lead intact going into the bottom half of the 8th. Can they do so? Hoffman takes a deep breath, kicks, and delivers. Planchard skies it up down the right field line. Keir Meredith will try to camp underneath of this. He does, and he makes the catch for the 3rd out of the inning. And the Salem Red Sox are actually able to enjoy a lead going into the bottom half of a frame as they hold Lynchburg scoreless in the top of the 8th. They're 3 outs away from getting the job done on this Sunday evening, but Why not add some insurance runs? I mean, there's a good opportunity coming up with Brian Bernazzi, Blaze Jordan, and Nathan Hickey. Those three men are due up for the bottom of the eighth inning as Salem leads Lynchburg 8-6 on MILB.TV. Welcome back to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Salem Red Sox leading the Lynchburg Hillcats 8-6 here on MILB.TV. What a game it has been so far. Back and forth battle between these two 460 rivals. And Bonassi will watch the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one. Let's take this time to look around the Boston Red Sox organization and how they did on this Sunday across the MILB. 1-0 pitch from Herze goes upstairs for ball number two. Apologies on that. I said Jersey, like New Jersey. But it's Herze. Apologies that to Elvis Herze. He came in the seventh inning, got the job done with five straight strikes, and he started off this inning with two straight balls until he finds a strike on the 2-0 pitch to make it two balls and one strike. Hickory takes down Greenville today as they win 8-5 over the drive, and Greenville now drops to 15-24 on the season as Bonassi sends a 2-1 pitch deep opposite field to the left field wall, and Burgos makes the catch. And jumping into the Geico sign out in left field, a little banged up on the play, but he put his body on the line, got the first out of the inning, and that's how Bonassi is retired to start off the eighth. And with that pop-up, Bonassi drops to 1-5 on the day. Meanwhile, looking at the AA division, the Portland Sea Dogs took down the Harrisburg Senators 4-2. Sea Dogs now one game back of .500 with a 19-20 record. Blaze Jordan now at the plate takes the first pitch upstairs and away for ball number one. Meanwhile, in the AAA division, Scranton Wilkes-Barre took down Worcester 6-2. As Worcester drops to 19-23. 1-0 pitch. Jordan takes it low for ball number two. So, if the Salem Red Sox are able to win this game as they lead 8-6 over Lynchburg, they would go 2-2 of the day, the minor league affiliates of the Boston Red Sox, as the 2-0 pitch goes low for ball number three. Meanwhile, the Boston Red Sox sweep the Seattle Mariners today with their 8-4 win and extra innings as Jordan gets the green light on the 3-0 pitch, bloops it down the right field line, and it goes foul. Peralta could not get there in time to try to make a Willie Mays-like catch, and it lands in the foul territory area, and so the count goes to 3-1. Oh. Cordero for the Boston Red Sox hit a walk-off grand slam to take down the Seattle Mariners, and Boston has started to refigure themselves out a bit. They are still a few games below .500, three to be exact. They are 19-22 on the year. 3-1 pitch from Herze, and Jordan swings at the high heat, and he fans on it for strike number two. 92-mile-per-hour fastball there from Herze, who is looking to try to keep up the good work that he has done in this inning. 3-2 pitch. Jordan will belt this left side of the infield. Tolentino dying effort. Throw over to Peralta, and a great scoop from the first baseman of Lynchburg. One of the best plays we've seen in the infield tonight. Tolentino full extension to keep the ball in the infield. Got up quick. Made a throw over to Peralta. It was backhand side for the first baseman, but it didn't matter for Peralta because he got the glove there in time to make the grab. Second out of the inning comes on a web gem effort on a 6-3 out. So Nathan Hickey, who is 0-4 today, looks to try to join his teammates in all the festivities of getting some base hits. He's the only, take that back, he has been on base today, as he grounded into a fielder's choice last time up. He takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 pitch on the way to Hickey, and that's in the zone for strike number one. 239 hitter for the Salem Red Sox with 17 RBIs on the season with 3 home runs. 1-1 pitch, Herze fires, and it spikes in front of home plate for ball number two. 2 balls, 1 strike. Herze sitting up on the rubber. It's a long step and now fires away to Hickey, and the pitch is low for ball number three. Well, when Tyler Thornton was in the game, he walked 4 Salem Red Sox batters before his time came to an end. Herze has retired 3 straight Salem Red Sox batters, dating back to the 7th as well, as he came in and got the job done with a 3rd out of the 7th, and then 2 up, 2 down here in the 8th. 3-1 pitch from Herze, and Hickey will throw the bat down the first baseline. It just slipped out of Hickey's hand. Swing and a miss, and it almost scared our first base coach, and Anko Thomas. I mean, that one was just throw down the first baseline. It's about like 90 feet from home plate to first base. Even though with the bigger bases, you take it away a bit. But Hickey's bat flew maybe even further than 90 feet. A big hack. That I don't even know if Hickey would have made contact with that. What would have happened to that baseball? Because there was so much power on that swing. That just goes to show how much force goes into that. 3-2 pitch, and he misses it. Low and away for ball number four. And Nathan Hickey walks on a full count, and he has that on-base appearance today with the base on balls. And now Nico Gavades, who was hit by a pitch his last time up in the 7th, will come up to the plate. For the Lynchburg Hillcats, it'll be Victor Planchard, Dayan Frias, and Joe Donovan in the top of the 9th, as they'll need at least 2 to tie for the time being, as Gavades takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. Gavades is 1 of 3 today. Scratched at 1 of 2 today. 3 straight on-base appearances as the 1-0 goes way above his head for ball number two. He ducked on it. Planchard reached over, made the grab, and the count's now 2-0. Gavades singled in the 4th. He walked in the 5th. He was hit by a pitch in the 7th. 2-0 pitch coming up for Gavades. Herze steps in, and Gavades fouls into the screen, bringing the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, the Salem Red Sox are able to hold on to this 8-6 lead and win this baseball game. They'll improve to 19-20 on the season and work within 2.5 games of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Red Sox have played 1 more game than the Hillcats. Of a doubleheader with a team down the stretch. A 2-1 by Gavades is popped up. Left center field. Tolentino working back. Burgos now works in and makes the leaping catch for the 3rd out of the inning. So the Salem Red Sox strand 2 base runners, and they're unable to continue this frame. But they have an 8-6 lead going into the bottom of the ninth, or the top of the ninth inning. They got to get three more outs if they want to hold on and win this baseball game. But that's going to be a tall order against a very good Hillcats offense. But we'll see if the Red Sox are able to do it. It's 8-6 Salem. They lead Lynchburg. We go to the top of the ninth here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Adis Bautista now in the pitch for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch goes low for ball number one, and the 1-0 pitch right down the middle for strike number one. He's got three more outs to go, and Adis Bautista with a 2.55 ERA this season is looking to try to close off the Lynchburg Hillcats as this 1-1 pitch that goes upstairs for ball number two. The most impressive thing about Bautista this season is his whip of a 0.91. That is pretty marvelous so far as a 2-1 pitch goes low and away for ball number one. That means, folks, that he's kind of going through 1-2-3 innings all season long, but right now struggling with a 3-1 count to Deon Frias. The pitch is low and inside for ball number four, and now Luke Mont sprinted out to talk with Bautista. Frias gets his third walk of the game. So instead I'd said Planchard, Frias, Donovan. It's instead Frias, Donovan, and Peralta. This season, Bautista with a 1-1 record, a 2.55 ERA. He has 11 prior appearances on the season, 17 2/3 innings pitch, and he has struck out 22 batters. And he has walked eight. Opponents hit 131 against Bautista, but he walks the leadoff batter and puts the tying run at the plate. So already some big-time situation occurring in the ninth as Donovan fouls off the first pitch towards the screen for strike number one. The Lynchburg DH tonight has reached the base path successfully in the last two plate appearances. He walked in the sixth. He singled in the seventh. But he started off the night with a sacrifice fly in the second and a strikeout swinging in the third. The 0-1 pitch, perfect breaking ball from Bautista. 71 miles per hour, caught the upper edge of the zone for strike number two. Zero balls and two strikes. Bautista with the look. Steps in and fires, and it goes in front of home plate. Manicano spinning around, and no throw down towards Frias, who took advantage of the wild pitch and moved in the second. It takes the double play situation out of effect. It doesn't really change much with the score-wise as the count goes 1-2 to Donovan because, well, Joe Donovan is the tying run. One home run on the season for Lynchburg, 13 RBIs, 1-2 pitch, Ivan in play, and it gets through Blaze Jordan out towards left. It's scooped up by Miller. He'll make the throw to Bonassi at second. There'll be runners on the corners. The tying run is on the base path, and the leading run is coming to the plate. They'll count it as a base hit for Joe Donovan. It was a hot shot towards Jordan's left side, and he couldn't get a great glove on it. And it spit right past the third baseman out towards left. Nobody out so far. Breaking ball from Bautista hits the zone for strike number one. So 0-1 count. Runners on the corners in an 8-6 ball game, and this is in front of home. May Cano quick to block the baseball and keep it in front of his body on a pitch that went low, 80-mile-per-hour off speed, and now the nerves are starting to settle in a little bit here at Salem. Fans that have stuck around have seen what has happened in these last two at-bats, and a 1-1 pitch here to Peralta. A big swing and a foul tip into the glove of Mayakano for strike number two. Instead of a base hit for Joe Donovan, they count that as an E5. So an error committed on that play. As some time is requested from the batter. 1-2 pitch from Bautista and just missed upstairs for ball number two. So Luis Durango is on deck, and Durango is that grade A guy to get the ball in play and make something out of it. As the 2-2 pitch misses low and inside for ball number three, and we're one pitch away from the bases possibly being loaded in the top of the ninth. Well, we knew the Hillcats had this within them, and it's unleashing here in the top of the ninth. Three balls and two strikes, nobody away. Bautista steps in, delivers. Peralta, chopper in play. Cavada's backhand play. He will opt to go to first as Peralta goes falling into the bag. Frias touches home to score. Donovan's into second, and the Salem Red Sox pick up their first out of the inning. Well, for a moment there, I thought Nico Cavadas was going to have no option anywhere. He got the backhanded stop, looked at second, looked at home, and then he quickly looked back at first, and fortunately Bautista was there to cover the bag. And Luis Durango on the first pitch he sees, he will pop this up to center field. Phillip Sykes with the catch. Donovan will not tag at second. And what a second out for the Salem Red Sox. Luis Durango has had a 3-of-4 day. And right there, Bautista able to retire him. So the Lynchburg Hillcats are down to their last out. Joe Donovan is the tying run at second, and Yordes Valdez is at the plate. Pitch from Bautista, swing and a miss for strike one, 91-mile-per-hour fastball to make the count 0-1. One pitch, it's low. Mayakano blocks it and keeps it in front of him for ball number one. So 1-1 up to Valdez, and he'll pop it up down the third base side. And out of play, and the Lynchburg Hillcats are down to their last strike, folks. Luke Mons making some outfield adjustments as he's talking to Phillip Sykes. tell him to come in a bit, because you know Valdez is just going to change his at-bat and try to put it in play. 1-2 pitch, Bautista. Valdez hits it on the right field side. Base hit. Meredith scoops it up, and there will be no throw at the plate. The Lynchburg Hillcats have scored two runs in the top of the ninth and have tied it up at 8 apiece. Yordes Valdez comes through in the clutch, and he gets the 13th hit of the day for the Hillcats, which makes this an 8-8 ball game. Hit perfectly down the first baseline underneath the glove of Cavadas, and it rolled out to right field, and Donovan, moving on two out contact, comes all the way to score. Jake Fox at the plate, he takes the first pitch for strike number one. But Lynchburg's dugout was ecstatic. They were down to the last strike in the contest. And Valdez, who is the leadoff man in the order, delivered the biggest single of the night for the Hillcats. The 0-1 pitch is just outside for ball number one, and the count's even at 1-1. An 8-8 ball game. Lynchburg not giving up once again. 1-1 pitch. Fox, a swing and a miss, as it makes it the count 1-2. We've seen this all day from the Hillcats. Salem had a lead in the fifth. Lynchburg tied it up in the sixth. Salem had a lead going into the seventh. The Hillcats tied it up then. And then here in the ninth, Salem with a two-run lead, needing three more outs. And the Hillcats get two big runs. 1-2 pitch to Fox, and it gets him looking for strike number three. And that will strike out Jake Fox, as he'll have a word with Jared Molman right after being punched out here in the top of the ninth. So we're going to the bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Man, this game just gets more and more crazy as it develops in front of our eyes. We'll see if the Salem Red Sox can walk it off in the ninth, or we might have some extra innings here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.TV. It's 8-8. We welcome you back to the bottom of the ninth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The score is 8-8. Lynchburg scoring two runs in the top half of the ninth to erase a two-run deficit. And now the Salem Red Sox are going to have a tall task of trying to get the game-winning run. Tyler Miller in the box takes the first pitch low and outside for ball number one. Elvis Herze is out for another inning of work, an inning in a third already underneath his belt. Tyler Miller, 1-0 count, swings and misses for strike number one. The Red Sox have scored two runs and four separate half innings tonight. The other half innings, they haven't scored any runs. All they need is one, though, folks. See if they can find it here in the ninth. 1-1 pitch. Miller will watch it go on the outside for ball number two. Well, if there's a way to really sum up the battle of 460, I think this is the game that perfectly resembles it. So many great contests between these two sides this season. And the last game of the series, it's coming down to the ninth. 2-1 pitch. It's popped up down the third base line, and it's out of play. Valdez was tracking it down deep down the left field line, but he just ran out of real estate. And the Red Sox are lucky to see that baseball go out of play, and it keeps the at-bat of Tyler Miller going. So the count's even. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Hirze looks in, steps in, fires. Miller cranks this out towards right field. Back to the warning track. It is gone. Tyler Miller walks it off. For the first time this season, the Salem Red Sox walk it off. And Tyler Miller is the hero on this Sunday night. And a game that had almost a little bit of everything. A walk-off home run is a perfect way to wrap it up. And number 14 of the Salem Red Sox give the home team the 9-8 win on the final night of the series. Lynchburg may have won the series, but Tyler Miller is going to send all these fans home happy tonight. And Tyler Miller is our Blue Eagle Credit Union Player of the Game. 5th home run of the season for Tyler Miller, 15th RBI, and he hasn't had a bigger one this entire year. The Salem Red Sox win it 9-8 over the Lynchburg Hillcats on this Sunday night action in the Carolina League. We'll step aside for a bit, and we'll come back to give you the final wrap-up of the series in this wild baseball game tonight. You are listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV.